systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, March 13th, 2009. My name is Matt in a bra.
And my name is Braden, also in a bra.
You are in some lingerie, my friend. That's not just a bra.
It's got a little more.
That's what you would wear right before you're about to get fucked, actually.
Awesome.
This is just an everyday attire.
This is pretty fancy. I wear before I get fucked. So.
Right.
Yes.
And who are you?
I'm Danny.
Right. Okay, so this is the Jam Hole. What are we doing? Oh my Christ. This is the Jam Hole. Thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 166. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, you are missing the fuck out. I can't even do this. Thejamhole.com/feedback. Type shit. We'll read it on the show. I don't want to hear anything about how my boobs look. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That spells got P. We got some voicemails to play. We got some other shit to talk about today. Thejamhole.com/vote, please. We're like in 23rd for comedy, and that means there's like 9 votes, you were saying?
Yeah, we have 9 votes.
We have more. We have 9 people in the chat room, 10 now.
Right.
So what the F? All right. Somebody's not fucking.
What about the times when we ask them to vote when there's like 20 some people in the chat? And we get no votes.
Right.
Seriously. Yeah. When we ask you to vote, you just don't do shit. That's all we ask of you. That you donate money.
Can I justify this real quick?
Okay.
I just want to say the only reason for this is that was the only way to get her to do it. She's like, well, I'll do it if you guys do it. And we're like, all right, I guess. Twist my fucking arm. So here we are in bras and lingerie. And
I feel more comfortable.
Actually, this all started from last night when we were listening to Big Mouth's podcast. We were here live checking out their live show because I've never seen a live show of theirs before. And it was interesting to say the least. But we decided to try to distract Josh, which I think we did a good job of it.
I'm pretty positive.
He said that show was a fucking train wreck, and I think...
You just killed it?
I would like to take partial credit for that. It was because we're sitting here, like, I have no shirt on. She's over there in her bra just chilling, and he, like, looks down at the camera, and he's like,
ah, titties!
Everything stops. Like, unless he cut it out of their podcast version of it, you'll be able to hear. You'll know the exact spot where he saw us just sitting here topless, and he's like, and he totally lost his train of thought. It was so funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I take a lot of credit for that. That's
yes,
great.
Definitely. Thank you guys
so much.
Just
hope he doesn't come do the same to us.
It doesn't matter, because I'm not watching any cams, except for whatever she's got pulled up, so, yeah, that's cool. Thank you guys so much for listening. Episode number 166 on the second Friday the 13th of the year.
Damn.
I know.
How many more?
I don't know. Someone said there was, like,
13?
So, get the fuck out. And 3 + 1 is 4.
What?
-1 is 3. How many of us is there?
3.
Whoa! Did everyone just get their minds blown?
Okay. My mind was blown.
Fantastic. So, real quick, MDS called in and he was reminding us only 30 more days until the New York extravaganza will
that's
be headed.
That's it?
God, that's getting
30
close.
30 days.
March, what's today? March 13th.
Right,
we're
exactly.
leaving April 13th.
Right.
That's exactly
shit.
A month. So, yeah. We will be in New York with our bras, with our bros and our bras.
We're going to fly in with this.
We're going through airport security like this.
Yeah.
Sans,
for sure.
Sans pants.
You really need to strip me, dude? Check
I know.
Come
just,
on.
If for no other reason than to just get through security swiftly
right.
and as painfully
no,
or
this
painlessly
might,
as possible.
This might actually make it harder.
You think?
Yeah.
They're like, okay,
they're like,
guys,
whoa!
Someone's hiding something up their asshole.
Right.
I'm going to find
you,
it.
If this dude has a bra on.
Right.
Brayden would be the one to get cavity searched.
That's quite weird.
Thanks.
You'd hear him scream in the
room. You'll end up pinning it all on me.
Probably. Like, he has coke in his ass. He has coke in his ass.
Just make sure you say that, like, we'll be walking through, like, hold hands. We'll be like, that kid's got coke in his butt. Just, like, nonchalantly as fuck. And they'll be like, huh? We'll be like, coke in his butt.
Coke
they don't
butt.
Like jokes at the airport.
No,
like,
he's got no. a bomb in his bra. No, I said
he's
that
got a
bra is the bomb. Oh, I can't say that.
You're
either.
Not allowed to say bomb.
Wait, so we're probably not even going to get to New York.
No.
But
we might, we'll be lucky to get out of the Missoula airport.
If you guys want to come visit us, we'll be in the Missoula holding chamber. You want to come bail us out.
Might have to.
So, yeah, like we were saying, we have probably no money saved up for this trip. We owe my mom over $1,000 for plane tickets. So if you guys want to... You know, if you enjoy these two-hour shows 3 days a week and the live shows and all the great entertainment time-killing we provide for you, thejaml.com/donate. And I'd like to mention also a thank you to Josiah from the Big Mouths podcast, because he said if he saw some boobies, he would donate $1. And I checked the PayPal account today.
What?
This
is
morning,
no strip club.
And there was 79 cents in there because, of course, fuck us. PayPal has to get their fucking
right.
11 cents.
Cool.
I'm like, cool, PayPal. I hope it was worth it. I hope that 11 cents lets you guys fucking retire, you pricks.
It all adds up.
Right. So if you're going to be a dipshit and donate $1, donate $1.12 so we actually get the whole dollar. You fucking prick.
Oh, God.
I'm surprised he actually did it, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it takes more effort to, like, $1. Like, you spent that much time to go to your
yeah.
PayPal account, log in, fucking tell it $1. Like,
you, cool, a burger at Wendy's.
If you're gonna do all that, you might as well just give us 20 or
and,
10 or something.
And we'll just send you a shirt.
I know. Yeah. Like, what are we gonna do with 79 cents?
I don't know.
I mean, I think it
get
was
some
all.
Bubble gum?
It was all in a joking. You can't even get that anymore.
You can't get anything for
remember
79
when
cents.
Candy,
you get the little packs of bubble gum with like four packs in it. Like
yeah. If that. Like. But you remember when candy bars were like 50 cents?
Fuck, I remember you get like single pieces of candy for like 5-10 cents.
I know.
Piece.
Now, like, the small candy bars are at $1.29.
Yeah.
And shit,
yeah.
We're getting gouged.
Or you
man.
Could go to, like, a soda machine and get a soda for 20 cents, 25 cents.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like $1.50.
President's Choice.
Yeah.
That shit's like 35 cents now. Phone
not
calls
even.
Are
it's like a whole
cents.
Buck.
Fucking getting
for a soda.
Gouged.
Getting
but
gouged.
Gas is cheap, so that's a huge
no,
plus.
It's going back up.
Yeah, slowly but surely, it's going up.
That's good.
Extent.
That's a good sign. That means the economy's making a comeback.
Right, it means people
hopefully.
Are buying gas again.
Hey, economy, nice comeback. Wipe your chin, you fucking slut.
Jesus.
So, real quick, we did go talk to the abortion protesters. What was that?
Shit, we did
Tuesday?
Laundry.
Or was it yesterday? Was it yesterday?
It was yes. Yeah, it
okay.
was yesterday.
Fucking me. It was yesterday. So
fucking me.
This is going to be like a two-part thing. So we went there. We made signs all up. If you're following thejaml.com/Twitter or you check thejamhole.com/Twitter's TwitPic account, you'll see the protest signs we made. I forget what they say. They were all very clever. God
pro-abortion.
God killed his son.
Why
can't we? And,
yeah. Abortion clinics.
Stop.
50 million served and we're still overpopulated.
Right, and then
shit.
The other one said, stop child porn.
Support
your
local
abortion clinic. All very clever. I made them up. She made them all nice and pretty because I tried to and she's like, God, give me that marker, you fucking
the one sign he
you
made,
fucking
you
retard.
Tell.
I'm just sitting there like scribbling on. I'm taking like 5 minutes for the whole thing, and she's like 5 minutes per letter, making it all
whatever,
perfect.
Dude.
I'm like, dude,
yeah, use this
you appreciate
once.
It.
I know we're gonna yeah, it was fun.
It's
so,
more legible.
So we hopped in her ride and we drove down there, and there was just two of them down there. So you'll see this on the video once it all gets put together. But basically, I went in there all like undercover, like oh. Hey, what are you guys doing out here?
Were you doing this?
What? No, sorry. It's very uncomfortable. How do you bitches wear this kind of shit?
I have a set of titties and you'll fucking appreciate
maybe
it.
Maybe it's more comfortable when there's not socks in it.
Maybe.
Probably.
I mean, my boobs.
Right.
Did I say socks?
When there's...
I meant my boobs.
Right.
Right. Okay. So I went up there and she kind of hung back in the cut and I'm like being all nice and like, hey, we do an internet radio show and we'd like to interview you about what you're doing here. We think this is great. Is that okay? And they're like, like, at first, they were kind of not really, but then, you know, I was like, oh, this is really wonderful what you're doing in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tossed him a couple Bible verses.
Yeah.
And then, basically.
And then you're in.
In, like, fucking these socks in this bra, man.
You
we
mean your boobs.
It to win it. And so, it. I interviewed him for a bit, and I was being very nice. I didn't say anything like, fuck you guys, ah, I got you, bitch.
I was worried you were gonna, too. I was like, oh, shit.
I know, she was in the ride with the car running, like, all right, Matt, I'm waiting. And I was, like, very professional. I had my notebook and all my questions and stuff. And they basically, we ended the interview with a prayer. They all,
wow.
They were doing,
did they pray for you?
They were doing this thing. We did the huddle.
Did they pray for you?
Praise God!
Is that how they pray?
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate?
Jesus!
Jesus! Jesus! It was so ridiculous. So then we're going to go back on Sunday in my car, which is different from her car, just in case it's the same people. And then we're going to put one of the signs on the car, and then we're just going to hang out with our pro-abortion.
Wait, you mean the work truck?
No,
my
car.
His car.
Because it's fixed. Oh. I just have to go pick it up.
Gotcha.
But, yeah. So, and then we'll...
That way, if they throw rocks, it'll hit his car, not mine. Right.
And then you'll have to go get your car fixed again.
Right.
Right.
That's the plan, Stan. So, it'll be fun, though. And, yeah, we'll make a video, and it'll go up on thejamhole.com/YouTube. And thejamhole.com/forums, I've been putting the clips of the Archive Live shows. Probably not this one, but all of the other... No, I'm kidding. I'll put this one up there, too. Ain't no shame in my game, bitches. You know what I mean.
Wow.
So real quick, today I have my in-towner out and shit, and you know how usually like people call on me and they're like, this truck, your work truck just passed me doing fucking 95 in a 30,
right?
Some bullshit like that. So I'm at Able Body Shop, and I don't know if you guys aren't local, this probably won't mean anything to you, but you know where Able is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I pull out of there and my next stop is Simpson Motors, so I have to cut across two lanes going towards me, two lanes going the way I want to go, and I need to get all the way into that right-hand lane, because then there's that stoplight where you can go straight, you can go left, or it turns right, and that's where I need to go.
So you want to get all the way the fuck over.
Right, and usually, like, I'll wait, and there's, you know, I'll get a good spot, and I'll just fucking go,
just
and
as fast
I'll
as
cut
can.
Across all four lanes, water's going like this and shit. So I do that today, and I look, and there's a truck coming, and I'm like, oh, I got plenty of fucking room, and another car goes this way, and I fucking gun it, and the truck, like, sees me doing this, and he fucking floors it, and I see him, like, coming, so I get all the way in the right-hand lane, and Abel is kind of right by that stoplight, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have much room there. He floors it and goes by me in the left. And then I'm like, where is he gonna go? Cause he's doing like fucking 65 at this point, probably.
Wow.
Cause I was doing like 50, and he flew the fuck by me. And the stoplight's like right there, and he was in the lane that was gonna go straight, but it was a red light, and I'm like watching this like, oh my god, he's gonna fucking wreck, this is gonna be awesome. He cuts in like a little bit in front of me. So now I'm watching him as he goes right where the island is, and there's the fucking light pole there with the stoplight on it.
He's gonna go right for
tires, it. Like, up on the thing, and he's still doing, like, 60 at this point, making that turn, and I'm just sitting there watching it, like, waiting for him to just nail that pole or something, or hit some ice or something, because it's still a little wet out and shit. It was the most amazing thing, though. Like,
did he totally make it?
Yeah, but, like, barely, like, two wheels kind of up on the median thing, sliding. It, like, I was
some
excited.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, dude, I was excited for him. But
wow.
It was, like, it was one of those things where if I would have been the other person, I would have been like, I just got passed
right.
by your work. Yeah, like, it
he
was.
He just drifted around this corner
like,
doing 75.
It was something I would have done. And then the greatest thing about it, there's traffic and shit. So he wastes all this gas and time and almost fucking dies to cut in front of me because he didn't like how I kind of went. And I had plenty of room, but you could tell he, like, sped up faster than what he was going to begin with.
Right.
Because I had it timed out how fast he was going. So he had to have sped up to get that close to me. And then we get to the next stoplight, and there's all this traffic, and I end up, like, one car in back of him. And I'm like, you just almost died to get, like, one more car ahead of where I'm at. You fucking retard.
I don't understand what they think of when they're doing that shit.
And, like, I do that sometimes, too, and I feel like a fucking douche when I go past a bunch of cars, and then I catch the fucking light wrong, and now I'm sitting there, and all the cars I just passed are, like, right back of me now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, staring you down. Like, motherfucker.
Yeah, like, you feel like a fucking retard when that happens.
Yeah, everyone's just looking at you, like, look at this retard.
Mm-hmm. But when I do it, I don't almost fucking rack the fucking phone light pole there. Like, he was, I wish I would have had the camera on. It was so close, dude. Like, my heart was jumping watching this. That's how close it was. Just, it was great. So then, I did get pulled over. If you guys were following thejamhole.com/Twitter, as soon as I saw the fucking lights, I'm like, oh, fuck. This is it. So, like, I had to go out to the airport to fix a cooler. I don't know what the fuck happened with that. I just swapped out the cooler. And you know how the airport, when you come out of it, it's the highway right there.
Yeah, just right there.
Right. So, and you can see both sides down the highway, like, clear. And I saw some cars coming, and it was, like, a whole line of cars. And I'm like, it's fucking 4:40 at this point. And I need to get back. I have to go meet the kid to pay for the stickers that we're going to bring with us to New York before he has to go to work at 5. And I still had to unload my truck. So I'm like, I'm in a hurry now at this point. So I haul ass around the S-curves in the airport. And I look up, and there's a line of cars coming, but I have time if I don't stop at this stop sign. And I wow. look that way, and I'm good, because I'm not going that way. There's the traffic's, I'm not, you know, I'm going right, and that's that one lane of traffic, or the two lanes there. So I don't see the cop that's in the fucking, you know, coming the other way, because I'm not really looking that way, because I'm not going that way.
Right.
Those
Whoa.
Cars aren't affecting me at all. So I just fucking blow right fucking through the stop sign, dude. I didn't even tap the brakes. I just up and I'm like, cool fucking dip. And I see him, like, right as I
Flip
go.
A bitch.
Like, told me, he pulled one of these, like,
what the heck?
Yeah. Flipped it around. And I
fucking, Are you kidding me?
Yeah, dude, I fucking floored it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to make it to Birch Grove before he even turns around, and I'm going to cut up
duck in there.
I'm going to cut back down Rose Crossing. He'll never fucking see me. And I'm watching in my rear view as I'm putting my seatbelt on.
Right.
Because I know you don't want to fucking get pulled over and
That's
not have...
That's just one more ticket.
Exactly. So I make it down to Birch Grove, and I'm watching, and I see him. It took him a minute or so to turn around because of that line of traffic that I had kind of cut off. Not cut off, but I didn't stop like I should have. So I finally see him whip around, and then there's some cars in back of me that he has to pass. And I get to the stoplight, and I fucking hang a right, and I'm going down, but don't snap my bra strap. What happened last time you fucked with me during the show?
I just...
You mess with the bull, you get the horn.
I'm sorry, I just looked... I just want to see if it was that fun doing it, because...
That doesn't... Don't! Ah! Okay. Anyway, so I fucking... God. Yeah, I turn down there, and by this time, he's right on my ass, of course. And I pull into the fire station there, and I'm like, da-da-da, listening to Brian Is In You, smoking a fucking cigarette that looks like a joint.
Right, because you
fucking
rolled it.
Of course. And I had one more rolled, because it was my last paper, so I rolled it. And I have it chilling there, so that looks like a joint, just fucking chilling. I'm like, I should move that. And I'm like, ah, fuck it, dude. What do I
It's not a joint, so it doesn't matter.
I know, whatever. At least it wasn't for speeding. And he gets out, almost slips on the ice, because we're in a parking lot that it's not plowed.
Fucking bashes his head,
yeah,
just starts bleeding.
That
That'd be amazing.
I would have took
Just like, quick, call an ambulance. Oh, we're at the fire department.
Oh, fuck. So he comes up to the window, and he's like, in a hurry? I'm like, a little bit. Why was I speeding? He's like, no, actually, you totally did not stop at the stop sign there at the airport. I'm like, oh, really? I... thought I did.
Like, totally. Oh my God.
Just, you don't ever admit to that kind of shit. Ever.
You're better off lying.
Just lie. Like, oh. Oops, I thought it was a yield sign.
Yeah.
Because it used to be, and then people kept getting in wrecks because they don't understand how fast 70 miles an hour
right.
is. So
or they don't understand what yield means, and they just go right through.
Yeah, like I did. So I did not yield either, but you know.
But you knew.
It's better than being like, yeah, I saw it, I just didn't, I totally disregarded
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just didn't give a fuck.
Right, just like that sign that said, buckle up, totally disregarded totally. It. So he's like, and I also noticed you didn't have your seatbelt on. And I'm sitting there with it on. I looked at him in the face, and I'm like, no, I always wear my seatbelt. It's work policy. And he's like, he knew I was totally bullshit.
He knew it.
He's like, oh, well, I must just not have seen it. I'm like, yeah, you must just not have. He's like, license and registration, are you at work? I'm like, uh-huh. What were you doing? I told him, well, I just got done doing this cooler, and I'm trying to get back to the office. And he fucking takes my license, takes the registration, goes back to the car. Like, 2 minutes later, which is, it may seem like a long time when you're sitting there, but that being pulled over that time was the quickest I had ever been, like, in and out, like, drive-through style.
Yeah, usually it takes forever.
I know, and, like, so I think what had happened is that he got another call or something, because what he came back, and he's like, make sure you look out for stop signs and drive safe, and, like, kind of tossed my ID and my registration, like, into the truck, and, like...
Later, dude.
Took off...
You look down to get it, look up, he's gone.
Well, yeah, and I'm putting the stuff back in because I have it all nice and neat for when I need it.
Because it's often.
Once in a while, you know, fuck me, I need it every now and then. And, like, I put it away and I put my ID back in my wallet and I put that away and I look behind me and he's fucking gone. Like,
it's like Super Trooper stuff.
Yeah, and I look up the road and he's got his lights on again, just hauling ass up Birch Grove where we had just come from and then back onto the highway. So... I think I wouldn't have got a warning if
he wasn't in a hurry.
He had the time.
Yeah.
But I think there was something more important than this kid that's lying about the $20 seatbelt ticket he could have got me.
And then running that stop sign.
Right, which is what, another $25?
Something,
bucks?
Yeah,
fuck
I don't
me.
Know.
So, yeah, I got lucky because I was thinking, this is the one. And it wasn't a speeding ticket, but still, I don't think I can get any kind of ticket.
Any ticket.
Which
yeah.
I should have thought about before I went blatantly. Disregarding right. that stop sign.
And not wearing your seatbelt ever.
So, well, that I don't care about. I've never gotten a seatbelt ticket.
Yeah.
And I never wear my seatbelt. But when you see the cop hauling ass to get in back of you, you just slyly buckle it up. Like,
but
that's
he
all.
Saw that you didn't have it on when before.
But they can't prove it. And
well,
that's
yeah.
the thing. They have to be able to prove it. You don't have to prove you were wearing it. They just
right.
have to prove you were not
yeah,
wearing it.
Definitely.
So. They can't, and they're not going to argue over a $20 ticket.
No.
Like, they're not going to get up and go to court that day just so you can be like, I had it on.
And then fill out all that paperwork that they have
right.
to do, too,
and,
I imagine.
And especially, a judge isn't going to fucking listen to it if it's on the highway. It's like, I'm doing 70, you're doing 70, there's no fucking way you saw a blur of me not
yeah.
having my seatbelt strapped in. Especially when I'm looking like this.
With
you know what
bra
I mean?
On.
Yeah.
You should keep a bra in the truck next time
at
you get pulled
all.
Over. Next time you get pulled over, just rip that shirt off
hey,
and throw that on.
Your sock's showing.
Is it?
Be
my
like,
sock
so
keeps showing.
Are you sure there isn't anything we can do to make this go away?
Oh my God. So did you Twitter it while you were getting pulled over like
as,
I did?
Yeah, as he was in, as he was walking up, I was like, getting pulled over, fuck the police, or whatever.
See, isn't that great?
MDS,
you're just like, fuck me.
MDS says, how did you get that belt over those titties?
Very carefully. A lot of duct tape. A whole lot of duct
yeah.
tape.
He's got some nice titties.
I know. And the only other thing I really wanted to mention, you know, I think I'm getting a lot worse at work with my tolerance of people. Because when I first start, like, all these different offices I go into, I overhear all these different conversations. And usually I just ignore them. And then it gradually got to me going from it totally ignoring them to saying things in my head. Like, you're talking about this and you both look so fucking enthralled in this conversation. And then
that went completely retarded?
And, well, it went from being in my head to being when I get outside, I'm like, oh, that's so fucking interesting. And pretty soon, I'm afraid it's going
to
go from me waiting till I get outside
just spitting it out
right away when I hear them talking about this dog they got. And I'm going to set the water down and be like, oh my God, a dog, that's so fucking interesting. You know? Like, I feel it just
you
coming.
You just can't pretend it anymore. That
I can't. I don't know what it is. Maybe over almost, you know, 2 years of this fucking job, I'm just like, and it's, they talk about the dumbest, sorry. They talk about it.
Playing just, with your titties.
Yeah, sorry. I can't help it. I kind of want to put money in there now. Thank you.
Not but that we have any money saved up to put in there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just, I feel like I should, there should be more substance to people's interactions with each other. But, like, every single conversation, it's like, holy shit,
they're just talking to hear themselves talk. I think the just silence, basically.
Because their lives suck so bad that they have to think of, like, the coolest thing that happened to them by, you know, getting a dog. So they have to share it with everyone to get attention.
Coolest thing happened to them being the most boring thing I've heard.
They just try to make up for their shitty lives just to talk to you guys.
Well, that, and I think a lot of it is people get really awkward when there's just silence.
Yeah, definitely. Like especially when there's few people there and no one's saying anything.
Yeah, so,
no music.
That's why we have a radio at work.
Rather than just come out with something like maybe, I don't want to say like thought-provoking, but something more than, I don't know.
I guess that's something anyone else there at your work, except you, could relate to.
So then are you just doing that to kill time then and just cut just the silence?
Or? Yeah, or just to talk, just for something to do?
They seem like genuinely interested in this thing that whatever. I should have made notes of like some subjects or topic subject matters in particular, but it all kind of blends together in like one big giant fuck of just really like, do you really care about that at all, or are you just pretending? Or I don't know, maybe I'm just getting like way too fucking jaded because I'm in so many different offices. So maybe for a normal person, they will go into like, say you go into able body and you'll deal with that one person. Right after that, you're not going to the car dealership and then to the hair salon and then to the fucking church. And then, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just me getting fucking jaded, but I swear to God, I'm starting to just lose it. Like, I just want to be like, oh, is that how you feel? Oh, that is so clever. Here's your water. And I just want to, like, take the cap off it and just pour it all over and then, like, kick the jug and leave, you know?
Well, when that happens, and I'm sure it will, I hope you don't get fired.
I'm sure
it's just
it will.
A ticking time bomb just waiting to happen.
I feel like that, and that's horrible because it's starting to affect me personally. It's like I'm turning into a very bitter individual, and I don't like it. I mean, I do because I can't help it, I guess, but I don't know. I can't see it ending well, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
That sucks.
How's your shit going?
My shit's okay.
You look pretty hot in that bra.
Yeah, I can't get my socks to stay in.
You want to get some implants?
No.
I'll sport you. Grand for, what did Caprio say? Grand for ass, grand for tits.
Okay, I'll get
G
implants.
For ass, G
I'll get
for
implants,
lips.
And then I'll get a Who Are tattoo on one of my boobs. That'll definitely get us all foreign VIP.
Can we just get you a vagina while we're at it?
You might want to.
That'd functional.
You might want to.
More than aesthetic.
No.
Functional.
Because I'll never
functional.
Leave my house anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
We'd be broadcasting live over Skype with Braden calling in, like, hold on, guys, I'm just about to. Oh, God! Yeah. That was 843, dude. Oh,
God!
Like, guys, I can't stop fingering my twat.
I just, just over and over until I orgasm every time. I don't know what's wrong with me.
But I love it. So did I tell you what happened today? Besides
some
all that,
of it.
So did I tell you the rest of it?
No, you can get on that.
Today, me and my boyfriend were... I hate when they start out like that.
I know. It's perfect.
It wouldn't be so bad except that we start being like, hey, did I tell you what happened today? And
yeah.
then it's like, oh, me and my boyfriend were fucking and...
And Danny's like, excuse me?
I know. It just... it yeah. Especially with this, it's like, man, this my is boyfriend. Not helping. So...
that Brian, your boyfriend,
I know,
not making
between
you look
that, yeah, my boyfriend, I'm like, yup. Yep.
Between this and that, it's a fucking mess. Today, me and my boyfriend, we're about to have sex.
Oh, wait, are you talking about you and Danny?
Yeah, today, me and my bro, we're about to do it. Just as things were heating up, my closet door flew open, and my little brother ran out screaming, yes! Mom! They're doing it! Come quick! Not as quick as he did, but I'm quick.
Quick-ish.
My mom paid my 9-year-old brother to spy on me. Fuck my life.
Yes,
wow.
That's awesome.
Jesus, Mom. That's low. My mom paid my 9-year-old brother to make a video of me and my girlfriend fucking because her husband, my stepdad, doesn't throw it to her anymore. He used to throw it to her till he threw it to her and he lost it in that fucking veritable gap between her legs. I like to call
a vagina
Peg 431, no. aka right. the black hole.
Yeah.
The black hole at the center of my universe. Today I needed money to go to the movie. I asked my mom if I could reach in her purse and grab a few bucks. When I opened up her purse, her phone started to vibrate. I yelled over to my mom.
Oh, that that's not her phone.
Oh, that her phone was ringing. She said the phone was next to her. I
yes.
looked in the purse. It was...
A vibrator.
A vibrator.
I saw that coming
fuck
a mile
my
away.
Life. I
oh
thought
my
it,
God.
See, when I first, because I don't read any of these, I refresh the page right before the show starts, and whatever is on the first page, that's what we do. So I thought it was going to go like... It was one of my friends calling my mom to
yeah.
ask if she wanted to go to that movie or something
I
like that.
I knew it was going to be a vibrator.
I
knew it.
Hindsight, man. You have the foresight. You have the foreskin of a beast.
Yeah, foreskin.
Today I was excited because I was going to get my college decisions back.
Decisions?
Oh, like if you're going to get accepted
in.
To a college
right.
or not. Okay.
Their decision?
Glad. See how we
check.
Just figured that out real
we
quick?
We did.
And if that's
problem
not
solvers.
What it is up here.
Hey, yep. it works for me.
I put all of the letters in order of my preference. Didn't get into my first choice. Denied from my second choice. Rejected from my third choice. They say third time's a charm.
Not in this case.
It was not. Wait. Listed on my backup. Accepted for a job at Target. Fuck
woo!
My life.
That's awesome.
Didn't get into college, but hey, I got
a
job at
well,
Target.
Well, that's fine, because
which,
you know as soon as you get out of college, you'll just be applying for a job at Target
exactly.
anyway.
Exactly. That's where you'll end up, and hey, you got accepted for a job? That's more than most people can say right
yeah.
now.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we don't have very many jobs, and the ones that are hiring are being very stringent on who they're hiring, so... Fuck all of our lives, or all of us that have no jobs.
Right.
You're lucky.
I know.
You got in, like, right at the fucking cutoff point. Right
just
at the,
barely snuck in
the
there.
The point break, I like to call it, when we go surfing and rob
yeah.
banks. Remember that movie? Is that Point Break?
That's Point Break.
Right.
I don't think I
Keanu
watched
Reeves.
Keanu Reeves,
and
yeah.
that other dude that's
Patrick
got
Swayze.
Cancer and dying. Holy
Patrick.
Shit. Have you seen him?
Is that Patrick Swayze has cancer?
It's... Yeah? Was
it... Is it...
It.
Wait,
hold on.
Correct us if we're wrong. Is Patrick Swayze in Point Break?
Is he dying?
Does he have cancer?
Yes.
What?
Booyah!
No.
And
booyah.
Was he also in Point Break?
Well, I know he was. If he has,
hold on. Let me Google.
Just
Point Break. Real quick.
I'm glad we're doing this.
Yes,
right
it
now.
Is. Boom. Nice. Correct on both
all right.
points. Fucking A. See that on the fly?
That was worth it.
I closed one of my news stories.
Oh, cool.
Fuck my life.
Aww.
So that sucks. He's going to die
he's
soon.
My grandpa has cancer.
Yeah, that
yeah.
sucks. He's
going to
die
soon. He's like 71. I think he's
good. I think my breast has cancer.
I feel a lot of lumps in mine.
They say you should examine for lumps every,
yeah.
you know, couple months.
Every few minutes.
Does that feel right to you?
It's kind of hard.
Yeah, they are kind of hard. Weird.
At least I won't get trench foot.
At least.
always fresh pair of socks. Today at the dinner table, my parents were talking to my younger sister about her new boyfriend and how they should be taking it slow. Take it easy. Are you cool?
I'm fixing my boobs.
Are your boobs cool?
She's got real boobs.
Yeah, I have real boobs.
New boobs. Jokes. New boobs. Jokes. New boobs. Jokes.
If they did, I'd be doing that all day.
Wow, wow, wow. All day. So, right. Take it slow, my little sister. Got it?
Check.
My sister then pointed out that that's not what I do. I told her to shut her whore fucking mouth. My dad said, believe me, I know your sister's easier to get into than any community college. Oh, dad's got jokes. Oh. My mom slapped him. Fuck my That's awesome. Today, my boyfriend and I were choosing animals that reminded us of each other. Honey, if you were an animal, what animal would you be? I'd be a sex animal. I said he reminded me of a tiger. A tiger.
Because a tiger.
He is really tiger. Muscular and looks good in a bro. He told me I reminded him of a zebra.
Of a tuna fish, because that's what my twat smells like. Fuck my life.
Oh my god.
That's where I was thinking where it was going. I guess it totally didn't.
Wow. Well, he told me I reminded him of a zebra when I asked him why. He said it was because of my stretch marks.
Oh.
I liked yours better.
Yeah, that is good.
Although a tuna, I don't believe is an animal. It's more
true.
Of a fish,
well,
reptilian.
Yeah.
But funny nonetheless.
Yeah.
Today I was cleaning my room and opened my closet to spray Febreze on all of my clothes.
Because you don't wash them?
Because I never wash them. No, wait, that's not washing them? I always just like put them in there and fucking spray them. Oh, hey, Viola Chick.
No way.
How long has she been washing
them? She just came in.
Just now. Of a fucking
she
show.
Just came.
Everyone that's watching this
right.
needs to be in bras right now.
I know,
now.
I've been trying to get people
I'm
to get
sorry,
topless.
But that's how we
yeah,
roll.
Yeah, Viola Chick, take
yeah,
it off.
Take it
18
off.
Or over, please. Thank you.
What the F?
We'll be doing this in New York also. I'm
bringing the only
my
chick,
bro.
I'm the only chick topless here. This kind of
sucks.
It's
okay.
Hey, watch it. Those could pop out at any
got
moment.
Got it.
That's fine.
And they just
already...
might if you go to thejamhole.com/donate. Every fucking, every $20 increment will make me pop them out just a little bit more. So, right, Febreze, doing laundry. After they were fairly soaked, that's not good.
What?
I don't think you're
you
supposed to...
You get them all
to,
nice and soaked with Febreze?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you're supposed to have that much Febreze.
No, I pre-soak my clothes in Febreze before I wash them.
Right, but if you're not washing them, if you're I don't think you're supposed to get Febreze on your skin that much.
I don't know.
If your clothes are soaked in Febreze, like you can wring them out, yeah, I don't think that's healthy.
No.
For you or your clothes.
Probably not.
After they were fairly soaked, I placed the bottle back in the cleaning drawer, and I realized that it was bleach. Fuck my life. You'd think you'd smell that. You're kind of a retard.
Like, yeah,
Febreze
you would. Bleach has
good.
A strong. Yeah.
Bleach smells like semen.
Like bleach.
Got it? Good. Today.
Oh, wait, my clothes just all turned white at the same time. What happened?
Wow, it was semen. All right.
Wow.
Today I went to get my midterm essay grade thinking I couldn't have made lower than a B. Like, I'm smart.
Seriously.
There's no...
No way.
I was up all night studying. I bought some meth. I studied
ooh,
the shit out of that.
Ooh, meth.
No way. Anything lower than a B? Uh-uh. Not this guy. This guy's got an A. Got to class, and my douchebag professor gave me an F. He wrote...
Did he spell it right?
F?
No, douche.
Oh, yes, actually.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. He wrote, best essay I read would have been an A if it was the right topic. The hot topic, if you will.
I'm not giving that one to
you. I hate that store. I wrote on the Industrial Revolution instead of the Scientific Revolution. Fuck my life. The Industrial Revolution, like, fucking Aphex Twin.
Right.
Right, okay.
Just industrial. Oh, this isn't about music?
Oh, this isn't music? This is science class? Did I take science this
semester? I thought
semester?
This was music theory.
Oh, fuck me.
Fuck.
Today on the 6 train home, I had a gun placed against the back of my head. Fuck my... No. And my wallet, watch, and iPod stolen.
Hmm.
As soon as the robber got what he wanted, he turned and ran, dropping his weapon to the ground. What do you think the weapon really was? I'll tell you right now, it was not actually a gun.
Right.
You don't get to
guess. It would be a dildo.
It was actually... I got mugged by a man wielding a fucking Pez dispenser.
A Pez dispenser? Yes.
Fuck my life.
We actually had a story about a dude that had a dildo as a gun, I think.
Did we?
Yeah, I was going back to that.
Way back when, it must have been.
It must have been, yeah.
I vaguely remember that. But they, I vaguely remember what stories
well,
we did
last
Wednesday
week at all. I can't remember anything we talked about last week.
I don't remember what happened like 10 minutes ago.
Right.
Good. Today, me and my boyfriend were just about to have sex. Can you please not do That's hard to concentrate.
Your sock is sticking
Here, you
out.
Read one of these. Go ahead.
No, I can't.
By all means.
I can't see him from over here. I have really bad eyesight. Go fuck yourself.
Today, me and my boyfriend were just about to have sex, and I was so excited to do it, just like the movies. Drawing a blank. I haven't watched any movies lately where they did it.
Isn't that like every movie? I thought you couldn't make a movie anymore unless there was at least one
okay,
sex scene.
Like The Specialist with Stallone and Sharon Stone in the
yes.
shower? Fucking,
yes.
Oh,
fucking hot.
Oh, just ramming the pine in her. Yeah. He carried me up, and just as he was about to lay me on the bed, he sneezed. Dropping me at the same time, I hit my head. Now I have 12 stitches where my eyebrow used to be.
Yes.
Fuck my life.
I got a bloody nose when I was having sex with a girl and it got all over her. That was a fuck my life.
Really?
Yeah, I've got my lip busted and my front bottom teeth knocked loose.
Wow, that's a little worse than getting a bloody nose.
Right, okay. We weren't having sex. That was
it was
argument.
Right after.
Oh, that was...
No, it was right after sex, you jerk. Yeah.
That's right, it was.
That's when you should be all cool now.
I know, you both go in for the kiss, and she's like... What did you learn? Swallow next time.
Oh,
I like
God.
That shirt Shazam has on her Twitter account that's like the picture...
Swallows. The two birds, and it says swallows.
So great. Today I was talking to my grandmother, who was lying down on the couch under a blanket watching TV as...
Lying down under the couch?
On the couch under a blanket
oh.
watching TV,
okay.
as grandmas tend to do.
Right.
As I was leaving, I said, "See you later, Nana," and patted her on the shoulder. Her shoulder was soft and moved more than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It was her boob. I felt up my grandma. Fuck my life.
Ew.
Oh, that Gross. Sucks, dude. Today, my mom was helping me clean out stuff from college. I thought it said snuff. Whoa. What did you learn in college? Snuff.
Snuff.
Shit and
snuff.
Snuff
said.
Film. Snuff.
Snuff said.
She opened a box and took out some anal beads I got as a gag gift. Yeah, right. I
gag got as in
my
like,
most
for
favorite
real?
Prized possession. No, that was just a gag gift. I never. Why do they smell like your asshole then?
It's not my
you
asshole.
You got me. Gags
hey,
on me.
I'm holding these for a friend.
It's not what you think. She proceeded to ask, "What are these?" I answered, "They're for massaging your back." She then insisted
from the inside out.
I show her. Hey, what are these?
Oh, don't worry. That's just a back massage.
Oh, really? Would you show me?
I can't.
I'm tense. I'm really
I really
tense.
Can't. I got a lot of stuff.
I got
Why is it small on one and big on the other?
I'm not supposed to use them on someone after using them someone else.
Tapered so the trap door don't slam shut, if you know what I mean. Oh, that sucks. I gotta wash them off first. Mom.
Right.
Hold on.
I just used them on someone else.
Right.
So,
let's see. Then she insisted I show her. I massaged my mother with anal beads. Fuck my life. He did it.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Dirty fuck. I can't believe
and they were,
it.
And they smell like shit, too, I bet. Totally.
That was frozen.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. A couple more here. Today, I broke up with my boyfriend because... why do you think? Just throw me out a shot in the dark. Why would a chick break up with her boyfriend?
Oh, no, just because she got done fucking someone else.
Because I saw him with another woman. I'll give
or
you that.
That close or enough. Because he's fucking someone else.
Right. I confronted both of them in screaming rage. What the fuck? Is that screaming rage?
Yeah. Sure.
Close enough.
Kind of.
Did she get spooked?
No. Sorry.
She wasn't even paying attention.
What the fuck? Are you cheating on me with this ugly slut? They were in shock. Turns out it was his cousin visiting from New Jersey. He was gonna introduce us at dinner. Fuck my life. Oops.
Who's this ugly slut?
See, sometimes it's actually not what it looks like.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's my cousin. We have sex sometimes.
Actually, it's just... It's not my second cousin.
Is it cheating if you're having sex with a family member?
I don't know.
It's like, hey, we're family. Would you be mad if we took a bath together? Because we used to.
Is it normal for people to have sex with their families, though?
Where are we talking? What locale? Well, Alaska?
Florida? I don't know.
Florida?
I guess it's all relative.
Alabama?
I guess I can't even answer it.
Shaking her head, yes. It's actually normal.
I can't.
No. Oh, she was actually going this way. My bad.
It's all relative, Matt.
That's right. Where are you standing? Yeah. Are you on the light beam that's traveling the speed of light, or are you an observer watching it go by? Last one for episode 166.
Is that
166? One more six, and that's 666, and it's Friday the 13th. That's fucking creepy. And there's three of us.
Yeah, all right.
Got it.
And
got
it? 3 plus 1 is 4, minus 1 is 3, and there's three of us.
Woo!
Right.
Mind guessing that. Much? Wow.
That three of us, one show, huh?
Right.
Episode 166.
Right.
6 plus
half
6
is
six 12,
is...
plus 1 is?
13.
Oh, my God,
and
that's
half
weird.
Is 6 is 3.
Whoa, and
whoa.
It's March. I just blew my boobs.
Holy shit.
Last
one. Oh, and it's 2009 and 3 times 3 is 9?
What's 9 times 2?
Fucking.
18.
Yes.
Minus
but,
5.
Right.
Is 13.
Yo, whoa.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Because 5, Friday, is actually the 5th day of the week.
It is,
that's
isn't
where
it?
I got the 5 from.
Wow.
I could do
okay,
that
okay,
all
that's
night.
Enough.
I could do a whole show with just
have
that.
You seen previews for that show, Knowing, the movie?
Negative.
Nicolas Cage.
Writing.
It's like that, where it's just like, yeah, keep going on just numbers, how
okay,
he's able to figure out all the catastrophes just from the number patterns. Awesome.
I can't help it.
Hey.
It's uncomfortable.
Keep playing
tits
with his boobs.
Okay, last
mine's
one.
All itchy.
And then there's something else we need to talk about. Today, in class, I was sitting behind this very beautiful girl who I like a lot. I smell her hair sometimes, you know, take a little piece of it with me to mix in my love potion number 9.
I got my hairball.
Number
9
times 2 is 18. Okay.
Wow.
The teacher said something and I made a joke about it, which made the girl I like in the class laugh. The girl then turned around and said to me, Chris? Hey, Chris.
Hey.
You would be the coolest kid if you were hot. Fuck my life.
Aww.
And fuck that narcissistic cunt. Now, you know what I do? I spit in her hair every day.
Every day.
Every day. Sometimes I jerk it, and I try it, like, if I hold my dick, like, hard enough, right when I'm about to come, and then just let it go, it just...
You do the emerald.
That's right.
You jerk it and then blow it into your hand, you just throw it at
you.
You
know, last time you brought that up, I thought
you had
you
no
said
idea.
Emerald. Like Emerald City, and that's why I said Sonic. Remember?
No, I'm talking about the chef.
Right, Emerald.
Right.
I thought you said Emerald.
Gotcha.
And that's why I said Sonic, and I was listening back, I'm like, he said Emerald, that's why he went bam.
Yeah.
I said Sonic, which made no fucking sense, unless you heard Emerald City. So thank you
it's
for
close.
That. Can
cool.
you pronounce, enunciate better?
Yeah, I'll
please.
Try.
Okay.
Or we need to wear headphones.
Is maybe that it? Is that
I think
why
that's
they
what
do that?
Because we are, well, not far away, but we are yelling.
All I
at
have
each
to
other.
Say is be grateful you're in a chair. Because when we were watching the Big Mouth podcast
I
last
saw
night,
that.
all of his guests actually have to stand up.
They don't get chairs.
They don't get chairs at all, and they have
That's
one.
Fine, because it didn't even look like they deserve chairs for how
Absolutely,
awful
they
was.
Did not. I do like, though, how the only person besides Josh who was sitting down was that fat bitch.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, because yeah. No way she could stand.
She brought her own chair.
Yeah, it's a fold-up.
Like, are we going to be here more than 10 minutes? Yes. Because if so, I'm going to have to go out to the car and grab my chair.
Nah, who's you kidding me? I brought it in already just in case.
Just kidding. It's up my asshole.
Right, because I'm not going to walk all the way back out to the car.
Fuck that noise. I'm going to make one of you guys get it.
It's going to be great. She's going to be like, oh, I'm going to check out the jam hole, you know? Check out the jam hole.
Fucking check it out.
And wasn't she bitching about someone calling her a fat bitch that on that show?
Hey,
and she went home and cried herself to sleep?
Don't be a fat bitch.
Well, yeah. Well,
I calls them like I sees
it's
them.
It's just going to be funny because Josh was like, hey, you know, check out this podcast. And she's going to be like, okay, cool.
She was very opinionated about the dumbest shit. She's
very
like, they're doing some news stories and shit, and she's like, oh, y'all should let me read some of my news. I get all my news from something. It's all about UFOs and aliens and stars and shit. I'm like, did she seriously just say that? Oh, my Christ. Where did you find this bitch?
Did they just pick up random guests off the street
for
their show?
No, she's the sister of somebody else that was there. I don't know.
You have to be.
But, what I was going to say is, yeah, be grateful that, for one, you're sitting down, and for two, that you have your own mic. Because what they do, they
just
all stand in a half circle, and there's a tall mic stand that swivels, and they just pass it. Like,
well, when there's like five of
so
them, though,
funny.
But there's like there was like five or six of them there, wasn't there?
Well, that was her, and then there was like three actual other people.
Five. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Okay. Got to hear the bell and make sure it was funny. So, real quick, South Park started
episode
or
season 13.
Still
episode
amazing.
One. Oh my god.
Did you watch it?
Hilarious.
Because I kind of want to do that now that the new season started. We have this show.
This
and
our
care.
South Park review.
For us, because I have been with it since season one.
Yeah.
I hate the fucking Simpsons. I used to watch it when I was a kid.
I watched Simpsons when it was new.
Yeah. Right. But this, like, they constantly, I don't know, just an amazing show. So did you see it last
night?
Yeah,
I did.
What did you think of
it
that?
It was hilarious.
The
it was
fucking. The Jonas Brothers and the
everything about
Mickey
Mouse was hilarious.
Oh,
just after everything,
you're gonna wear those goddamn rings,
because we can't sell sex to children.
It was so great. The whole premise was like, that's the only way Disney can exploit kids is if they make them be like, but we have purity rings and we pledge to never do anything unpure.
Well, and all their songs are about fucking.
Like, girl, yeah. And then, like,
I love you, girl.
They had the little baby was there dry humping the fucking chair leg. Oh, my God.
So tonight, I understand that you're going to be spewing white foam over the crowd. How about you just give us a little preview of that? Come on, kids. You want to see?
Yeah! Fucking.
And they got these awkward looks on their faces.
So yeah, and also, since all of you guys listening here, you have the internet, I just want to mention, if you don't have cable or don't whatever, if you missed the South Park episode, ilovetorrents.com, you can actually download it there.
That is assuming you can figure out how to.
How to use torrents?
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. If you can't figure out torrents, then
fuck
sorry.
You. Yeah, you don't
Maybe
deserve it.
If you email info@thejamhole.com with the receipt of your $20 or more jam hole donation, I'll walk you through it. But
fuck
that.
I'm marking that shit as spam before you even see it.
Oh my God.
Well, you better do it quick.
Just kidding. Hey, both of you, your boobs are falling out.
I know.
Oh,
fuck. Let me tuck my boobs in.
Could you guys, like, manage those, please?
Can we, what's
I
the
don't
time?
Know. It's not even big enough. We're at 53 minutes.
Okay. Forgive me.
Have you sinned?
Are you cool?
It's all right, because I'm sinning right now.
I'm sinning, like, this whole... You got me?
We got you.
Okay. Thank you.
That's hot. Tuckers in, too.
Got it. Okay. Forgive me. I can't even say that with a straight face.
I know. I can't
it.
Even... Can we... It, oh, my God.
Forgive me, Father.
I can't even talk anymore.
I have sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession?
Well, it's been a couple,
it's
Father.
Been a couple?
It's been a couple long...
Boy, you better confess like crazy.
Days.
Because I need to know what led up to you being in that bra.
Fuck.
That was yesterday, dude. It was from yesterday.
It was from us distracting the Big Mouths podcast when we were in their live channel. Fantastic.
Hey, a crazy guy in Ohio wants to know the number.
What number?
The phone number.
867-5309 Yeah. And ask for Jenny, son. The live show number is 406-204-4687. Give us a call while we're doing confessions, or if you have anything to confess to our ordained father.
Fuck,
over
I think
here
I think stickers
in
might.
The sexy lingerie.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh my!
Do what you
fuck.
Gotta do. Father, it's the only way I could get these little altar boys to have sex with me.
Yay! Whatever. One way or another, I'm gonna get you.
Oh my god.
Father, I have to stop myself from over-texting you.
Over-texting?
Over-texting
you. Yeah, you know, I
actually got a bill in the mail from my wireless provider.
It's
fuck you, Verizon.
Through the roof.
I've over-texted you.
I know
you.
My sign in front of all my churches does say, text this number for prayer needs,
but
you're not supposed to text it all day.
Like Balky would say, don't
right.
be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, don't you know?
Like right now, you're not responding. It's driving me crazy. You have no idea how much I'm in love with you. So much, in fact, words cannot even begin. Well, actually, they can. Let me text
they can
you,
begin.
Please.
Yeah, text me and we'll talk.
Honestly, I'd rather just text than talk.
I don't even like talking on
I
the
don't,
phone.
Because I really have to don't. Tell her something. I'm like, can you just not call me unless you're bleeding or you're in the hospital? Like,
yeah.
And even then, you can just text
and
me.
And if you do call me, don't leave me a voicemail, please.
Well, my message I hate says that blatantly. It's yeah. like, do not call
no,
me.
No, actually, it says hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
I
oh,
had,
well, I'm not well, here I'm right not here. Now.
I had to stop answering my phone, hello, because people would just hang yeah. up. Like, I'd be like, hello, and they'd just hang up, and I'm like, well, fuck me.
What the fuck?
So now I'm like,
hi.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, you're always like, hi.
Hi.
Kind of scares you.
So,
when you
hold on, caller. Well, I wasn't saying hi to you. Hold on. So now what I'm going to do is change my answering machine to hi.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, hey. I'll be like, what's up? Like, nothing. Like, ha, got you again, fucker. What's up, caller? You're live on the Jam Hole.
Okay, I gotta confess some stuff.
Is it that you were jerking off to us in our bras? Because you're forgiven if that's what it was.
Yeah, that's okay.
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
Aw.
What is it?
I fucked the grapefruit, I fucked the watermelon, and I fucked the zucchini.
Okay. Anally?
Or did you...
No.
Wait, you put them up your asshole, or you put a hole in them and then fuck that?
I put a hole in them.
How do you do that to a zucchini?
Yeah.
A zucchini? Well, that, because it's long, you got a hole. Well,
but it's got
let
the
him
stem
explain.
In it.
Explain.
Okay. I put a hole in the top of it, and it, because it's so long.
So long.
It's about the same size as my dick. So
and so
like,
hard.
Oh. Yeah, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty gross a little bit, but then when I started to do it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Did you warm it up first? Because I hear you have to do that.
Yes. I did the watermelon just like that, but it was a small watermelon.
Did you take the seeds out?
With his dick?
I just cut a hole through it and just fucked it.
But wouldn't the seeds, like, wouldn't, I would think.
Well, that's the fun
no,
part.
No, hold on, I would be worried about getting a seed
in
caught
dick
in
hole.
My dick
in your dick hole.
And then, like, I'd go to pee and nothing would come out and I'd be like, oh god, this fucking hurts. And then, like,
I'm about to pass
a
kidney stone.
Zucchini, you have to.
What?
You have to carve out the innard in the zucchini.
Right, but zucchinis don't have little seeds
no.
that can get stuck in your dick hole. I'm picturing like the Mickey Mouse cartoon with when the hose gets all big because someone's like tied it in a knot.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden
it just
explodes and the dick's like fucking doing this motion. And, so out of...
And I want to confess that...
Can I forgive you for fucking the fruit first?
Yes, forgive me.
Father,
you're forgiven.
Okay, out of those fruits, which one was your favorite?
Oh, shit. Star fruit, that was the best.
You put your dick in a star fruit? You must have a little dick, dude.
Star fruit? I don't even know.
No, because it popped out the other side.
What's a star
fruit? A star fruit's about this big.
Oh. Well, yeah, it'd be like jerking yourself off with it. You just put a hole all the way through it.
It'd be like fucking a little kid, right?
Kind of like a pocket pussy.
Like a pocket pussy. Oh, right.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. You give it little lips. I just fuck Play-Doh. Because it... Okay.
It's,
so, what else... What else would you like to confess, my son?
I also, seen some nasty shit in my day. I had to get it off my chest.
Us in a bra?
No.
Okay.
There was this guy who lived next to me, and, he raised pigs.
Raise or rapes?
Raised them.
Okay.
Oh, and okay.
Got it.
At like 3 o'clock in the morning, I would see him going out there, and oh my gosh, and all I heard was.
What the fuck?
Okay, come on, squeal for me. You can squeal. Squeal like a bee.
That's horrible.
I don't think they liked him very much.
Have you ever asked him about it?
No, I was afraid to.
You don't just go up to a dude and be like, hey, you fucking those pigs.
I wouldn't.
You fuck pigs in the night. I just wanted to know that.
I wouldn't do it in your pig suit or anything or at night. But, you know, in the daytime, make sure you have, you know, your posse sitting in the cut in case shit's about to erupt and, you know, you need them.
Beware the pig farmer.
Yeah, I'm watching the show, too. And since you had bras on, I got my thong on. So
really?
I'm like... Yeah.
Nice. Holla at your boy. All right. Well, you are confessed. I don't know about your neighbor, but I want you. This is your mission. You need to go and get some pictures of him doing some shit or whatever, or some audio that we can play on the show.
He passed away.
Oh, by your hands? Because you are also forgiven for that.
Dirty pig fucker.
No harm, no foul.
The weird kid is, he came over to my house and actually gave us some ham hocks.
Oh my god.
Big like ham bone. Alright, well thank you for that. That was very informative.
So, yeah, I didn't eat it, but everyone else did in my family. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not eating any of this crap that guy sent me.
Because I know where his dick's been. And it's
been in my food.
You know, it was marinated in that shit. That's nasty.
It's going to be even nastier when you eat it and you're like, this is pretty good.
This tastes kind of like bleach. That's weird.
I think it would cook it all out.
As my family said, it kind of tasted like smoked. I don't know why.
Probably because it was smoked.
That might have something to do with it.
All right, well, thanks for the call. We got to finish these confessions and do news. This bra is killing me.
Seriously.
Sissy.
This is itchy.
All right, holla back.
It's the socks, dude.
It's got to really be the itchy. Socks. I shouldn't have used
it's gotta
wool.
Be.
I won't wear something itchy.
I shouldn't have used steel wool for my stock stuffing.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, I'm going to confront you about your bad attitude. Your badditude, if you will.
We're saving time.
You know... speaking of bad attitude, well, here, I'll finish this and then I'll tell you that. And how it affects us tomorrow.
Not today.
No, I'm busy today.
Right,
but tomorrow?
Tomorrow
never comes, but I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm scared shitless and fuck this, Father.
We got a poet.
I have the SATs the night before.
Excuse me?
Or right before.
What?
Right before SATs. Set the sats. I have to set
right before what?
I confront you about your bad attitude. So you know how my name's Matt, right?
Yeah.
Matthew, whatever. When I was a little kid, I used to have kind of a bad attitude, and to point that out to me, my parents started calling me Mattitude, and it used to piss me off so fucking bad. They'd be like, here comes Mattitude, and just they would, oh my god, and then I killed him.
I was wondering about that.
Is that how your dad died?
That's your like login name.
What?
Mattitude, yeah, something like that.
No, isn't it like
Hazmatic?
Yeah, okay, Hazmatic.
Because Haz was my internet name back in the day.
Right, like Hazmat suit?
Okay. Right, like,
yeah.
Cause
it
my
was
name's
something
Matt,
like
right.
that. And I'm dangerous? Right.
Yeah. You're a hazard.
A hazard. A hazardous material.
Yeah, you need to wear
someone's
a suit.
Someone's asking to show our tits, so.
Matt will show his socks.
I told you. There's porn. There's tits all over the place on the internet. If you want to see these tits, that costs money. And we're trying to go to New fucking York, so divvy up. We do these shows for free 3 fucking days a week, 2 hours a fucking show. So if you really want to see boobs, thejamhole.com/donate. If not, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's more than pretty much every other podcast that doesn't get paid to do this.
I know.
This.
You don't get to even see people doing their live show. You'll never see Keith and Chemda do a live show in bras.
Yeah, and they make money from that
shit. That's right. So get
fucked. That's bullshit. Fuck you.
I thought you would be my first boyfriend.
First?
I hoped.
Well, if you wouldn't have gone out with some before
you
me.
You wouldn't have been such a slut.
Seriously.
You started dating another girl and forgot about me. Then, turns out, you're gay.
Whoa.
I don't know. Maybe she made you gay. I'm happy you found your true happiness, but I'm sad that we couldn't be together. It's kind of a bittersweet ending, if you will.
Kinda.
Bitter that you're a raging homo, but sweet that you found your happiness. Oh, tonight I went to the mall with my friends, in quotes, hung out with my dung out.
Rock out with my cock out.
Hung out with my girlfriend, in also in quotes. So you went to the mall with your friends and hung out with your girlfriend. Well, I went by myself. I'm a loser. And soon I'm going to my friend's house to hang out with my wang out.
Right.
Oh, God.
But I'm still the loneliest person in the world. I bet if you do you walk around, you're like, hey, there's all my friends. Because that would, like,
that might kill it.
Right. The mood?
Yeah,
dead.
Gone.
Dead.
Done.
Dead like your fucking loneliness. I guess I was smart to say goodbye when I did, I guess. But I'll never understand why I tried to write you about everything I could conjure up. I was a level 5 conjurer, okay?
Oh my God.
I was a +5 conjurer.
That's impressive.
I never understand. I try to write you about all these things I conjured up. I conjure one. I don't know. It's hard to write down. Like, I got my +5 Batley Beast here.
Right.
And I got my +8 Ogre.
Your girlfriend
pain.
That
Should
you
send
conjured
that video
up?
To
I conjured
our
up. No, because the audio was awful.
Yeah.
I had to hold my phone up to my head. Maybe if we could get the audio on here and amplify it.
Yeah.
She sends me this video while I'm driving around delivering today. And all of a sudden my phone's like, did it? You got like some multimedia bullshit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like
I'll
a couple of douchey fat kids talking. And then I hear the audio and I like hold
the
it up.
The guys I work with all day, every day.
Tell them what they're talking about.
So they're talking about WoW, World of Warcraft. I'm down there sitting on an egg crate or whatever by the smoker. And this is out back. We're all smoking and shit.
Got it.
That picks up nicely.
They're standing above me and stuff, and they're just sitting there talking about WoW, and I'm down here smoking. They don't even notice me. I'm standing there with my phone, just videotaping them. Like, really? Are you that into it that
but
you
like,
don't notice
hey,
this at all?
I can't wait to get on break so we can go out and bro down about WoW.
Yeah. No, Billy, or, yeah, whatever. But, like, he's like, I can't wait for dude to get here so I can talk about
What's
WoW.
His name?
And he's a friend. He's Bill.
And then he's like, I can't wait to get off work so I can go home and play WoW.
No,
because that's
no.
all I do when I'm not working.
You know that's what they do, dude. Ryan
yeah.
Arsalt.
Can't
Arlen,
wait.
He did the same fucking thing, dude. He'd get off work, play fucking WoW till like 3 in the morning.
And then
come
go
into
to bed.
Work, fucking work, and get off work, and go home and play WoW. And I know this because I'd go over there and I'd, you know, excuse my face, I'd get a bag of weed every now and then from him. And it would he would go there... And he wouldn't even stop playing, or he would, like, put it on some auto-fag macro or whatever the fuck to, like, beat up this beast. And then he'd turn around in his chair, take a hit, pass it back to me, go back to playing WoW.
Of course.
And I'm like, I'm leaving, and I'm taking your pipe and your weed. And he's like...
All of it. He doesn't know.
Matt?
Matt.
Ah, fuck it.
Where's all my weed?
I got a +10 ogre to destroy. I can't waste my time with real world bullshit.
But
Braden,
yeah, it was amusing.
Matt,
I had a crush on you when we were younger.
I remember.
Did I ever tell you? Do
you
remember?
Did.
You remember
you
back in the
blatantly
day?
Blatantly obvious.
You and your mama.
Yeah, exactly.
I told you about it then. And you said, what did you say?
I don't remember.
You said it's okay. Lots of people have told me they liked me.
That's right. That's what
I
said.
And I haven't liked them back.
I did say that.
And then I said, wow, way to crush me on the spot.
And I said, I'm sorry?
No.
No.
And then I raped you. Remember that?
No.
That's right, because I made you pass out.
That's why you don't poop right anymore.
I poop just fine, actually. Still got that down.
Last one for tonight. Father, when I was little...
Oh, great.
I shot my friend in the leg with a BB gun.
I thought you got raped by...
Father, when I was little, I got raped by my friend in the leg with a BB gun.
No, I was thinking, like, by, like, a priest or something.
Let's pretend this is rape, okay? It was from about 100 feet away, and I hit him right where I was aiming. I told him it must have bounced off a tree and got him, and I made him promise not to tell my dad. Hey, our little secret. I'm glad he didn't get hurt, and the lesson was most certainly learned, but it was mildly funny. Rape is never funny, unless it's a clown.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So, that's weird. That totally reminds me of that story I told a long time ago about when me and my older brother that...
Right, you were shooting at cars?
No, not that one, but that kind of. But this more so when me and my older stepbrother were shooting at each other. And my brother, my little brother, jumped out right as I pulled the trigger and it hit him in the forehead.
Oh my God.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And we never told my dad. Yeah. And then my dad died. We never, like, ended up telling him. Uh-huh. But that's what we told him, that we were shooting squirrels and it ricocheted off a tree and hit Mark right in the fucking forehead.
Oh my God.
Just blood.
And Mark didn't say anything?
No, well,
he told him to kick his ass.
He was like 7 or 8, it must have been.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. He was old enough to talk and shit, but he was just. We were like, my stepbrother, which is like 4 years older than me, and then me, I'm like 4 years
we'll
older than him.
We'll beat your ass,
like,
if you say anything.
We will fuck you up, dude, if you tell dad.
I'll shoot you between the eyes again.
That's right. We'll rape you again. I mean, you tell dad, we'll rape you again.
Rape you between the eyes
just
again.
Just like that. You can get
on Halloween, I used to sit on my roof and wait for my friends to walk by my... Because they had to walk by my house to get to our other friend's house, and that's where they always go, and I made up with them and just walk. Well, I'd wait till they got, like, right in front of my house. I'd be on the roof, and I'd just nail them with my BB gun, just one after the other, until they finally got behind a tree, and I'd just get down there and meet up with them. We'd go.
That's nice until they come back with the CO2 BB gun.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Those fuckers hurt,
those
dude.
Are, like,
they shot
put a
holes
dent
in my pool.
The pumps weren't too bad, but, like, once you pop the brand new CO2 cartridge,
that shit'll make you bleed.
Oh, my fuck.
Hey, I'm getting kind of thirsty. You have any lol juice over there?
Oh,
yeah,
I actually
love some.
You want to
really
do some
thirsty?
Have some lol juice?
Do you want to do that as news? We can.
Sure, we can do that.
We can just
quick.
Read
do
it.
Do you
want to
just
quick.
Switch up the way we do some news tonight? Well, okay. This one is called, I don't know if you've heard.
I don't know.
There's a new drink apparently sweeping the nation of...
the nation of Australia.
Of Australia and or the UK. It's called lol juice.
Lol juice.
L-O-L juice.
Laughing out loud juice.
Right.
Is it, say, juice? Is that part of the name? Or is it just lol?
Just lol. Like, and then the flavor.
Like, can I get some of that lol over there?
Go mango?
Go mango.
It's mango, but it's go mango.
Go mango.
And then the other one's raspberry.
Clever.
Oh, it's all like internet talk. That's
right.
So funny. So
that's funny.
This one's called School Warns Children Off Lol Juice. Man, I'm on the lol juice. I got it bad.
We gotta get our kids off that lol juice.
You got any lol juice?
I'm all out, man.
Fuck, man.
I'm looking for some lol juice, dude.
Fuck, man. I gotta. Fuck, man. My titties are itch,
titties
man.
Are...
I suck your dick for some lol juice. Teachers worried about the effects of the drink. Apparently it has 26 grams of sugar. Not milligrams, grams.
How much is in a rock star?
How much is in an ounce? Like 28 grams?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Like more than an 8 ball, dude. These kids are getting
that's
straight
way
up
way more than
lol.
An 8 ball.
They're riding the roller coaster to Lollytown. And
I'm laughing
fucking,
out loud.
Here's a lollipop to suck on.
You gotta suck on this. It claims it has no bad stuff, but children are being warned.
Other than that eight ball of sugar.
The fucking, right? Almost an ounce of fucking sugar in it.
Seriously.
It is grams of sugar is dry. Is that dry weight or is that like fluid?
I think that's dry. That's like a gram of sugar.
28 grams is an ounce.
Right.
So 26 grams of sugar. Almost an ounce of sugar in it. Grab one of those Rockstar cans. I'm curious now, please. Thank you. It claims it has no bad stuff.
Of course children, they claim it doesn't have any bad stuff.
Well, yeah, I claim that she wanted to have sex. I didn't rape her.
No.
She claims that she got raped. Oh, let's see here. Sugar. Caffeine, 80 milligrams. See, these are all in milligrams. Oh, sugar's 31 grams. Never mind.
Wow. This shit ain't nothing. That's over an ounce.
But this is for kids. Rock stars right. aren't for kids. They're for us.
Tricks are for kids. Right. Laws are for kids.
Silly rabbit.
Yeah.
It claims it has no bad stuff, but children are being warned to avoid a new fruit juice drink. And what do kids do when you're like, hey, don't do that?
They do
They're like,
it.
Yes, I'm doing it.
So you should actually be like, yeah, drink that LOL juice up.
Yeah,
man.
No, what you should do is you should get all the teachers and everyone in that school drinking it and just be like, oh, you kids want some of this LOL juice? It's so good.
You want
I love
some of
it.
My LOL juice?
Not yeah, cool and then anymore. They'll be like, no, I'm good.
Take a ride on the lollicopter, man. Let's do it.
The lollicopter.
One Sydney school has even taken the extraordinary step of hiring a dietitian to talk to parents, and experts have slammed the makers of Golden Circle LOL no bad stuff for preying on children. But it was cool for like the cigarette companies to do it back in the
day.
Oh,
that's
cool. Like, hey,
yeah.
No, they still do that.
That's A-okay.
They still
yeah, but they
do
don't it. Have the ads in magazines and commercials
true.
And shit.
And what
anymore.
About pedophiles? They prey on children every day. You don't hear anybody well, fucking with them.
Anyone who
illegal.
Prays to God preys on children every day, too.
Praise, that's right. Teachers became alarmed after spotting students as young as 6 drinking the carbonated fruit juice for breakfast. Bankstown Grammar School is so concerned about the effects on children, it is calling on parents to stop allowing the drink in lunchboxes. I got my lunchbox and I'm armed with LOL juice.
Kids are
Marilyn
all crazy.
Would have been proud.
He would have been.
Fucking A. The private school has already banned Coke and...
Well, of course.
Ecstasy.
and
it's
heroin.
Working on a new ban for marijuana.
Oh, all right.
As of next.
Coca-Cola, right.
Right.
Already banned Coke and Mars bars, but still finds the sugary sweets creeping into
so this is like drugs. To,
of choice.
That's how they treat them is like drugs, and kids are all like smuggling them. Like, hey, you want a Mars bar? I'll sell it to you for $5.
Like fat
yeah.
camp?
Yeah.
Like, hey, store is open
exactly.
for business.
Exactly.
That's oh, so great. So it'll, in essence, create another little in-school economy
right.
of sorts. Like, back when we were in school, it was cigarettes and weed and coke and heroin
well,
whatever.
It's still that, too, but...
Right.
Yeah, well...
But not when we were 6.
No.
I'm talking
now
high
it's
school.
LOL
like,
juice.
High schools have their own little
right.
inner...
Community.
Right, economy. And now this, with, like, 6-year-olds and shit just rolling around, like, you got the money, man. Man, I suck your dick for a LOL juice, man. Come on, man. But
like,
you still owe
juice.
Me 3.50 from the last LOL juice, man.
I can't just keep fronting you these.
I know. Quit come fronting, on. Son. About to get shot.
Shit.
Yeah. So, quote, we could try banning it, LOL. In parentheses, I bet the paper just got a kick out of it. We could try banning it, lol. But we have tried before on other products, and kids still end up bringing them in, the principal said. I would rather educate the students, like harm minimization. Like, we could try banning it, but they're going to bring it in anyway.
So, don't bother.
Like, weed and all that shit. Like
everything else that anyone wants to do and does anyway?
That you tell them not to do?
Yeah.
Like, hey, actually, don't go kill yourself. What? Oh,
oh
that looks
oh.
like...
Boom! That sounds great.
That looks like fun. Manufactured by a leading fruit juice company, the cans of drink contain 26 grams of sugar.
They keep going back to that.
I know, right?
It's not even that big of a deal.
Because that's all that it... You open it, yeah. It's just sugar. It's like, literally...
It's just a can of Pixie Stick dust.
I know! Yes. It reminds me of that fruit juice concentrate shit, like... I remember when I was a kid, we used to drink. It came in little cartons. It was like mm-hmm. the ghetto Kool-Aid, but
yeah,
it was a syrup.
They were in a freezer.
And we used to, like, just eat it a little bit. And then one day I was
are you talking about the frozen ones that come in? Oh.
Like, the little cartons, and you put it in a pitcher syrup. But, like, if you take a spoon and dip it in there and lick the spoon, it tasted really good.
Yeah.
So, like, we
I drank one of those once.
Right, and I did yes. that. And I passed out about 10 minutes later with a raging fucking stomach ache.
Oh,
it was bad news bears, dude. Not a good time. Emblazoned with large smiley faces and colorful labeling, the drinks have come under fire for looking like caffeine energy drinks, such as Red Bull and V.
Never heard
you
of
got
that
a
one.
V?
I got some V, dude.
V, man.
Want to do some V tonight?
True Blood? The V?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vampire Blood?
Yeah.
That shit fucks you up, son.
Mm.
Oh, man. I got a vampire down in the basement. We milk him.
Yes.
Oh,
milk
my God.
Milk him for his V.
How do you milk a vampire?
You
his,
just...
does
like,
he have udders?
No. What?
Like a snake.
Yeah, like a snake.
Oh,
you
right.
Stick his fangs in.
Stick his fangs in.
Take him by the neck, and you're
make,
like...
Okay, bite
jar,
it.
And you're like, open up. Open up. Like that. And then he... And then you do
right.
It.
And then you right. drink that. Or no, I shoot that shit up because I'm a man.
Fucking fucking into my vein, in my neck,
right into my neck,
in my dick. The Children's Hospital at Westmead Dietitian. What? The Children's Hospital at Westmead Dietitian Susie Burrell criticized Golden Circle for preying on kids. Quote, they have a big enough market. They don't have to target children like this. It is marketed in a way
fuck!
That makes it look...
What the...
I hate this mouse.
Are you cool? Hey, how did the other mouse get broke?
Dude, you're gonna...
Really? Come on.
Look at the light. Is it flashing?
It was flashing me nonstop. Just
did
fucking...
you hit the connect button on the mouse?
No, I
Are
hit...
Are you cool?
Does it count if I hit it against the desk?
Yeah, if you break it like I broke that other one throwing it at you.
Tomorrow morning when I'm listening to this show over again, you're going to scare the shit out of me. You know that, right? Yeah, because he's just going over here reading the story and stuff and all of a
sorry.
Sudden...
Sorry. I'm
fuck!
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So, yeah. Cool.
I'll remember that.
They have a big enough market. They don't have to target children. To target children like this is marketed in a way that makes it look healthy, she said. Because it has a big fucking winky smiley face. It's like, oh, kids, ha ha, wink, wink, ha ha. It's good for you. And it says lol on it, and kids all know what
LOL.
That means thanks to the internet. Hey, anything that says go, mango... Gotta be good for
it
you.
Makes me laugh every time.
It's like that other shit, Juicy Juice.
Yeah.
That shit
gum,
was
isn't
all
it?
Sugar. It's like,
yeah.
Choosy moms want fucking Juicy Juice and that shit. It's like, no, that's all concentrate with some water.
Well, they just
it.
Market it.
But
like
they were
that.
Cool with that.
Yeah.
That's why my generation's all effed. We're fucking Juicy Juice, man.
Every generation from now on is effed.
I don't like how that guy's staring at my boobs.
He mentioned
cool?
about how he liked him.
Well, that's fine, but just...
This is cool, Matt, wearing a bra.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
that's cool.
Don't worry about it. We're cool. This is Wear a Bra Day. Did you see Braden?
Yeah,
he's
pretty
this is Wear a Bra Day.
The whole shabam.
He's got my corset on.
U.S. research advises kids should not consume more than 2 sweetened drinks a week.
Whoa.
I'm like kicking back 3 rock stars a day.
Seriously. I know, right?
At least.
Did you ever get the really big, big can?
The 32s?
I felt like a retard because I had to hold it with 2 hands.
Right. Because I fit in the cup holder.
No, it doesn't fit in anything.
In any cup holder.
I got it on my way to Missoula once thinking, you know, this will last me the whole way. And then I was pissed because I had to hold it the whole time.
I know,
because,
like, between your legs, your legs are like all uncomfortably spread.
Jesus.
It's awful.
But it's a cool can because you drink it and you look like this.
And it doesn't even have the fucking screw on top, so I can save it for later. No. And it's even more than the 24.
All right, let me finish this.
Bullshit.
Fruit juice contains sugar, and this is highly concentrated. It is bad for teeth. It contains no other nutritional value. I called it. It's just a can of sugar.
Well, yeah.
Powdered
like
or
Rockstar.
Otherwise. You open it, add a couple drops of water, shake
it up.
It's
the new Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
It's the new Kool-Aid, because that's all Kool-Aid is.
Parents should be giving their children flavored milk or water. Flavored
Ew.
Milk?
What?
Water?
At least one in four children in Australia is overweight. I like how they end with that. Like, that's the last sentence.
The
At
end.
Least one in four kids in At Australia least. Is many- a big fat fuck.
So that means, like, one in every two people here is a fat fuck?
Pretty
but
much.
How many of these kids are going home and eating, you know, the Kool-Aid that comes in the powdered shit and just taking their finger and licking it and sticking it in it? And
that's
it?
Yes. Gross.
Oh,
there's
dude.
No sugar in that.
No, the pre-mixed stuff.
Oh, the cans
the,
of
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right.
the can
I used
of
to
it.
Do that. I'd sit at home and fucking I'd have my can of Country Time lemonade. Yeah. Man, and I would just lick my finger and fucking
it in there.
I used to
man,
eat
if
that.
I could reach my dick, holy Christ.
I did that with Kool-Aid and lemonade.
And my penis.
And my penis, yeah. Right. I wasn't going to say that
You
part.
Ready to do some news for real here?
So let's do some
Call
news.
There.
Heads. Gonna be tails.
Heads!
Oh, holy shit! On the first shot!
I always expect it to be what I don't say.
Wow.
Just by. Alright.
Can they see it? There you go.
Alright, is everyone in awe of the heads?
I'm in awe. I'm gonna sit back.
Well, I like how AK Jeremy's like.
He's all like. He's all looking closer.
For real. Hurry up, I gotta take this
off.
My boobs are sweating like a pig.
I hear ya. This one is called
How dare you?
Whoa.
I wanted to be the one to do that.
Jesus, you just wait.
Anyway, this one, you distracted me over there. Knock it off. This one is called Man Kills Girlfriend After She Tells Him He Can't Have Any More Beer, Then Enjoys a Cold One. Are you... I'm trying to do some
hey,
news.
I'm just trying to enjoy a cold one. Ha!
Ha! Because she's an ice queen.
That was the joke.
That was fucked up.
Aww.
That's mean.
Come enjoy a long, hard one.
Oh, my God.
Cold
my one.
Life long and hard.
This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with
Florida!
Me.
Florida! No, actually, Texas. We
right.
changed it.
Yeah, we changed it.
What is this one called? Sorry, I was... Busy enjoying
fuck.
A cold one.
I just closed that thing.
Window?
Because I had... No, I had the good title written down.
Oh, the fucking...
The
FARC
title.
Those guys are clever.
Right. So you just have to listen again if you want to catch that.
Okay.
A Fort Lauderdale man said he killed his girlfriend in an argument over beer and then tried to have sex with her corpse.
Pardon?
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, he was drunk, so...
Talk about having a cold one.
Right, talk about ice queen.
He's like, hey, you know what? You're still pretty hot, even though you're dead.
You're a lot hotter now that you've shut your mouth.
Total ice queen.
Robert Condi, 41.
You're a lot hotter now that you're dead.
41 was arrested Wednesday and charged with one count of first-degree murder in the deaths of Ruth Ann Trueblood.
Three
what?
Counts of being a creepy
Wait, her
fuck?
Last name is Trueblood?
Whoa.
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 Synchronicity?
Was he all fucked up on V?
I think so.
Ice cold.
Is that what he
v?
Meant by a cold one? He's having
Vagina?
Another cold one? Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
that's what I like to hear.
Condi told police he and Trueblood were drinking together, drinking V together.
Are you for real?
I'm so
hey,
for real.
What kind? A, B, or O?
O.
O.
Oh.
O.
O.
Baby.
We're drinking together outdoors when she told him he couldn't have more beer.
No.
Or more V, rather.
Hey.
That's what I meant to say.
Crack me another,
crack me another one of those V's. Yeah, another O-neg.
Another O-neg. No, you've had enough. Fucking done.
Done. He told police he got upset and beat her up, saying she was, she was on her back defenseless as he punched her several times in the face until he knew she was dead. He punched her to death.
That's built up for since he's met that.
He's like, God damn it, bitch, if I want another beer, I'm gonna have another beer.
One way or another.
Oh, I just thought
I'm gonna get you.
He just finally got tired of that shit.
But, like, that's some serious... That takes a lot. Like, you would just...
That's a lot of punching.
Hit her a couple times, knock her out, and get a knife and finish the job.
Right.
But, like, he punched her to death.
Yeah.
Fruit punch.
Oh my god.
Mango.
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 Oh, lol.
Condi took off her pants.
He should have drank a little lol.
Took off her pants and unsuccessfully tried to have sex with her.
Unsuccessfully,
right. He then covered her up and lay next to her.
She said no?
I don't know. He just couldn't get it up, I guess.
Rigor set in, and he forgot to open her legs before rigor set in.
Couldn't get
and then he couldn't open her legs, because that's stiff
in
all the wrong places.
Or, I don't know if you know this or not, but when people are dead and rigor sets in, they start to pass these gases and
I don't know if you know this or not, but when they're dead, the vagina actually stops lubricating itself.
Right.
So then you gotta
spit her up,
boys.
That's what I like
to
say.
It's gonna be a long, sticky ride.
This is not a quick lube.
No.
Her body was left behind in a building in the 600 block of Southwest First Avenue. When police arrived at the scene about 8:30 a.m., they found Condi near the crime scene. After he told police he didn't know her, he said, okay, all right, I did it. I killed her.
What?
That's what you never do. Didn't
guys,
we just talk
you're
about
never
this?
Gonna get another beer now.
We talked about it this episode.
How
even.
Many times do we have to tell you?
If fucking too many.
You should have stuck with your first story of I don't know what you're talking about. Not like okay, you got me. Yeah, I killed her.
Oh, she was dead before I got here.
And like, how else would the paper know that he tried to fuck her after he fucking punched her?
Well, he told him.
He fucking told him. Don't flat.
Told him exactly.
I appreciate you trying to help our show like that, but really, like, you should be looking out for numero uno.
Word.
You like that game, Uno?
No.
Really, I'm a fan.
I like it.
And no, like, really, I'm a fan on Facebook of Uno. Like,
really?
The group.
It no.
Speaking of
and
Facebook, we have a jam hole group on there if you want to.
He has a history
of
more than
wearing bras.
2 dozen arrests.
Nuh-uh.
More than 2 dozen.
Really?
Yeah.
For...
He got fired from his water delivery job a long time ago.
A long time ago for telling people what
oh, wait,
he
no,
really...
these are arrests, not tickets.
Oh,
I don't
right,
know what I was
right.
Thinking.
Not speeding tickets. No. Or failure to stop at a stop sign.
And that's it for that story.
So what were his prior convictions? Did
it doesn't
say.
It just
domestic
says more
abuse.
Than... I imagine some more corpse fucking...
Corpse fucking, some necrophilia, some domestics.
Some domestics, probably. Because he just killed a bitch.
Some assault and battery, I would imagine. Probably, I'll say 2 to 3
some DUIs.
DUIs so
some DUIs.
He had
maybe
20...
some drug possession charges.
Okay,
this is Florida.
7, 8, 9.
Fuck. So 3 more.
Bestiality?
I guess. It's not illegal
3
yet.
3 counts of that?
It's not illegal yet. There.
Well, speaking of not yet, this one is also from our most fucked up state, and
whoa.
This one is called Bestiality Closer, like I want to fuck you like an animal,
right.
Closer, 9 Inch Nails, to becoming illegal in Florida. Because I don't know if you know this or not,
but
it's actually A-okay.
It is okay there.
The act of bestiality. Let me set the scene for you.
Set it for me.
It was a cold and stormy night. The act of bestiality is a step closer to becoming illegal in Florida now that a Senate committee voted to slap a third-degree felony charge on anyone who has sex with animals. Do you
sweet.
Think they
it's
were
about time?
They're
yeah,
having
really.
The Senate committee hearing, and they're like, "So what's next on the agenda, sir?" And they're like, "Well, you're not going to believe this,
but
we still haven't made bestiality illegal yet, so we're going to start working on
it." Like,
one.
Didn't know it was a problem. There,
didn't
like,
know
really?
People were
fucking
animals.
I didn't
know
I was supposed to not fuck gators.
Right?
Amazing. Florida is one of only 16 states that still permit bestiality.
Wow, there's really that many?
I can't.
Are people really admitting to it though? Like, hey, what were you doing yesterday? Oh, I was just fucking some animals.
Well,
like,
if
hey,
it's...
I heard that that's going to be illegal pretty soon. No.
Fuck!
Hey, you better write your local congressman.
You better.
Hey, don't take our rights away. That's amazing. Weed illegal, but in Florida still legal.
Fucking animals is legal.
Which
weed
is cool.
Isn't.
Whatever.
That's fine.
Like, if that's
fuck
your
it
thing, whatever. Just...
But weed is my thing. That's not my
exactly
thing.
Exactly.
Weed is my thing, and
let
that
me,
is not legal.
Let me have my thing, and I'll let you have yours.
Seriously.
Seriously.
That sounds fair.
Hey, my thing doesn't hurt and make little furry animals cry
no
at night and cry themselves to sleep.
Doesn't hurt anyone.
No.
I just makes me high.
That's right.
That's it.
Hurts my pocketbook. What were you gonna say?
That I wonder too, because it's not illegal that if you go and try and adopt a dog and you're like, I'm purely adopting this so I can have sex with it.
Business
if
or
they
pleasure
can tell you no.
Yeah. Pleasure.
I wonder if because it's not illegal if they can tell you no.
Well, you just be like why would you do that initially though?
I mean, I want to make sexy time with dog
because I'm honest.
I mean, like, it'd be yeah, it'd just be hilarious. I just want to know
the
if...
same people that are like, yeah, I admit it, I've raped that 79-year-old.
Well, I mean,
you got
like,
me.
Just for pure fun, say me and you went to go adopt a dog and
looking for a threesome with a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I oh thought you meant that kind. Oh,
that's not.
Oh.
I didn't mean literally.
Oh,
just I wonder if they could,
he takes
could deny them.
So literal,
seriously.
Yeah. Well, they could probably deny him just on the grounds. Just because it's not illegal doesn't mean that it's not. What's
and
the word
good,
I'm looking for?
Good,
socially acceptable.
Right.
It, yeah.
It. Yeah. I. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can. Yeah.
They need to make that illegal everywhere.
Right. So Florida is only one, or one, Florida. Florida
excuse
is one
you
of only 16 states that still permit bestiality, a fact that animal rights activist and Sunrise Senator Nan Rick learned to her horror, when a panhandle man 3 years ago was suspected of accidentally, oops, asphyxiating a family goat with which he was copulating.
Why were you choking that goat when you were having sex with it?
Oops.
It's like the cow, dude.
How do you what accidentally... Is that what you just said? Sorry. Boobs are getting crooked. Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
How, like, too much tongue, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, like, you know when you have a cold and your nose is stuffy?
Right.
And you're kissing and, like, you gotta...
You can't breathe.
Right, maybe the goat had a cold.
And he just didn't come up for breath when
he
was
like,
making
hey,
out?
Lost in the moment.
I don't know how many people make out with their goats when they're fucking them.
Well,
usually they just fuck
Florida
it. Right.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
has a goat.
True. Everyone.
You can just automatically assume.
Yeah. If you
without
have a goat, you're having sex with it.
Right.
Okay.
And making out with it.
Right.
I love that
and
sentence.
And accidentally.
Accidentally asphyxiating
it
a family goat with which he was copulating.
That's a good band name. Accidental Asphyxiation.
With the family goat.
Family goat.
That.
Are they passing
like
it around
the
family?
Like the murder of William M. Macy or whatever. The asphyxiation
H
of my family goat.
Yes.
Copulation. Quote, there's a tremendous correlation between sexually deviant behavior and crimes against children
and
crimes
animals
against animals, said
well,
Rick.
Animals are kind of like our children.
Kind of. They're our babies.
They just don't talk.
You're,
right.
Are you cool?
I'm getting
are your
cool
boobs cool?
They're itchy.
You want me to itch them for
this
you?
Metal wool.
This is long overdue. These are heinous crimes. And people belong in jail.
Yeah.
Where they will get throat raped and asphyxiated with penis.
In jail.
In the butt. But the mossy head man suspected of assault. That's not very nice.
Mossy head?
Well,
call
they
names
do have wiry hair.
Yeah, but you don't have to call him mossy.
I know.
That's
you
just
mean. You just say the man who liked to have sex with his goat.
Right, or
yeah
his name. I'm sure he has a name.
The mossy head man.
That's not his name.
Suspected of assaulting Meg, the goat. Was never you named your goat Meg after my favorite Family Guy character?
She's just as ugly as Meg from Family Guy.
Hey, what's the other one's name? No, the other one. Because law enforcement officials could never link him to the crime scene. He must have wore a condom.
Must have.
That's so old.
Oh, pulled
my
out
God. Oh man, the suspect was arrested in a separate goat abducting months later.
What the fuck?
Well, he killed his goat.
Right.
So
he's
got to
find another one.
He's right got to get someone else's.
I know. I mean, I'm not going to have sex with a woman.
No.
God forbid.
God forbid.
God forbid.
I don't think he's not having sex with women by choice. I think it's more that...
Do we have a picture of this guy?
Is that kosher?
I don't know.
No.
Does it matter if... Is
he non-fuckable?
Well, I don't know. I was just... That's... Well, it
doesn't matter if it's kosher or not.
I don't know
anything
anymore. After this, I don't know anything.
You look very confused now that you're wearing a bra. You're like, am I a man or a woman? I don't know anymore.
Right.
Yeah. That's you're confused.
I kind of want to fuck this goat. I don't know.
I'm so confused.
That's so awesome, though, that he killed his own family goat. So then he went and hijacked his neighbor's goat. Not like to milk or anything like that.
I just need my fucking
business or pleasure.
Both.
That's so great.
It was business doing pleasure with you.
It was pleasure doing business with you. That's it. Okay.
No, I said it backwards on purpose. That's supposed to be that way.
People are taking these animals as their husbands? Question mark?
You can get married to a goat?
Apparently.
My wife, Meg.
You know how I know there really is a god?
How?
Because people have sex with goats named Meg.
Yeah, and they get married.
Right. Quote, people are taking these animals as their husbands. What's husbandry? She asked. Some senators stifled their laughter as Chairman Charlie Dean explained that husbandry, it was the rearing and caring of animals. Bullard didn't get it. I don't get it either. So that maybe have been the reason the lady was so upset about that monkey, Bullard asked, referring to a New York case where a woman's suburban chimp went mad and was shot. I'm not familiar with that particular incident, Dean said. I don't know. Whoa. We're talking about goats here? I don't know anything about that monkey. After the unanimous committee vote, Senator Rick predicted the bill would pass easily this year. All those in favor? Aye. All those opposed? They're like, who is going to be the one to be like, I'm opposed to that. They're like, why? No particular
reason? I don't know.
Mind your own business. Don't judge me. Do you show up in your Senate hearings looking like this?
Well, you'd have to.
Rick noted that bestiality cases have cropped up throughout the state of Florida, including the abuse of a seeing eye dog in Tallahassee and a horse in the Florida Keys. How would you fuck your seeing eye dog? You're blind.
Kind of messed up.
Like, your dog
would
just...
around.
Your dog would just move to the right, and you'd have your dick in a light socket like that. Done.
Maybe somebody took advantage of somebody else's seeing eye dog, because they're blind. They can't see what's going on with the dog.
Like, you're blind walking your dog, and some dude comes up and just starts fucking it, and you're, like, all of a sudden walking into traffic. Oh,
where's my dog?
I don't know. I'm blind.
Well, speaking of dogs, I got that.
Please,
totally
that's it for this story.
Okay, this one is called "Man Acting Like Dog Arrested on Drug Charges." Not because he was black, by the way.
Oh, right,
right.
Because that would
bark
been...
with me, dog. You know.
Oh.
Right. This was not DMX.
Right. He's in jail already.
Yeah, he got arrested a long time ago.
They should give him the chair.
Probably.
And
is
not
because
he's
life?
Black. Like, I don't
right.
want to sound like
no.
racist. He is a fucking idiot.
I hate DMX.
Like, really, dude?
Oh, God.
His songs make me want to
just
the
worst.
Stop trying.
Seriously.
Like, really? That was your big hit? But, like, then you got to wonder, like, you guys listened to
you
it.
You paid how
it
much money?
It wouldn't have been a big hit if you guys weren't like, yeah.
I
I'll
like
bark,
that shit.
I'll bark, oh,
I'll bark
oh,
with
shit.
You.
Oh. Hey, okay.
A Texas man who was arrested Thursday on drug charges after construction workers witnessed him on his hands and knees eating mud and growling like a dog is being monitored today inside the DeSoto Detention Center.
DeSoto?
Really?
He was on his hands and knees eating mud, growling like a dog.
Where was that at, you said?
This is in Texas.
DeSoto.
Yeah, Mansfield,
you
Texas.
Know what, then? I say if you act like a dog, instead of going to real jail, they should lock you up in a kennel.
Yeah, take
and
you
then,
to the animal shelter.
And then if no one adopts you, put them down. Either or, don't
You should get me one of those, too.
Just put him down.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he is acting like a dog.
Right.
Get him fixed.
Though,
if they would have got him fixed.
I guarantee, like you said, getting fixed and a week in that kennel, and he'll be like, okay, guys, really, I was just, no. No, just kidding. Enjoy. You enjoy that. And then, you know what I do? Bring in the bestiality, guys. Hey, bears.
We got
to
a dog
front.
Right here.
Right here.
Authorities suspect PCP contributed to Terrence Lloyd's delusion.
No! You know what? I've been fucked up on some serious dope before.
Uh-huh.
I have never wanted to have sex with a dog.
Or act like a dog.
Or, well, I've rolled
you
around
do a doggy
on the carpet.
Style.
What?
You do a doggy style.
Right, and I've rolled around on the carpet
I've
before,
rolled around out in the grass.
And I've peed on fire hydrants, and I've, like she said, humped it doggy style. But I've never,
right.
like, actually walked around on all fours.
Eating mud and growling like a dog.
Right. And taking dump. Well, okay, maybe
right.
not that, but.
A small bottle of the hallucinogenic drug, a half pound of marijuana, and 1/4 ounce of crack cocaine were seized during Lloyd's arrest Thursday afternoon.
You know what cocaine is?
A hell of a drug.
You know what also is? Fucking PCP.
Fucking PCP.
That shit is.
That is a hell of a drug.
Blow your
cocaine
mind.
Cocaine is not a hell of a drug after
compared
you
to
do
that,
PCP.
Cocaine is like lol juice.
Yeah.
Compared to that shit, fuck.
PCP is like, I don't know, PCP is like having a really bad nightmare, I think, for
that
me.
Never
a really
bad
it's just
nightmare.
Like, yeah, well, it's not fun.
Excuse my face. But you get trapped. It's a whole time distortion
it's fucking,
thing.
It's kind of.
You'd be high for like a half hour, and it seems like a year. You're so
forever.
Fucked. You're like, I'm never coming out of this. I effed my A.
You're either a person who is doing PCP all the time, or you do it once, I think.
And die.
And die, because right. otherwise
no,
you don't do
if
it.
If you do PCP, let's put it this way.
There's no casual.
No happy ending, okay?
There's no casual PCP usage.
Right, it's like getting married. There's no happy ending.
No, it's game over.
Game over, for sure.
He was covered in mud when he was brought in. In fact, he had ingested so much mud that he was throwing up mud.
He actually was eating
he
it
was
and
eating
swallowing
it.
Not just like, oh, look, I'm eating mud.
Yeah,
then,
he was actually eating it.
Wow.
Yeah.
In a kennel. 10 years in a kennel.
He was
done.
At a...
Next case.
This is at his construction site he was working at.
Oh, dogs have jobs now?
Well, I don't know. It says after construction workers witnessed him on his hands and knees eating mud and all that. So
I
he
can't stop
so
yawning.
He
for
was
some
at a
reason.
Construction site.
Excuse me.
I don't know.
Not his, but he just was like, "This looks like a good place to
this
be
looks
a
looks
dog."
Like, yeah, this looks like some good mud to eat. Lloyd 32
people.
Of Lufkin, Texas, is in a cell or a kennel
a
where
kennel.
Jailers can keep an eye on him.
Of course,
we've not been able to communicate with him much. Well,
did you try to bark?
Yeah, did you
signals?
Try growling?
Sit.
No, I don't. You can't really talk to someone that's on PCP still.
That is a fantastic point, my friend.
Yeah, they don't talk too well.
No.
A female who had accompanied Lloyd from Texas to Mansfield Housing Complex, where Lloyd was visiting relatives, told authorities that Lloyd had been acting strange most of the day. She said he had been wandering around the complex and eating dog food. She said he was a regular user of PCP.
No!
Tri-Parish Drug Task Force agents and Mansfield Police responded to the area when contractors who were at the construction site on the complex reported seeing Lloyd hide something near where they were working. They started watching him, and when they approached him and he was on all fours eating mud, rolling around, and growled at them like a dog.
Wow.
Lloyd ran into an apartment when officers arrived, but they coaxed him out, and he was arrested without incident.
What all can you really, though, honestly expect from a person that regularly does PCP?
Yeah, to go crazy, because that shit will make you go crazy.
That shit, oh, yeah, dude, I couldn't imagine doing it on a regular basis.
No.
Like, always being in that frame of mind.
I couldn't imagine. I would probably kill myself.
Yeah.
You'd just go crazy and blow your brains out.
You would eat so much
or jump
mud,
out a window
you
or
would
something.
Just die.
Yeah. Or, yeah, I don't know. You would
look,
go crazy.
I can fly, and then, yeah. No, actually, you can't.
No, you can't at all. Lloyd is charged with possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, of course.
Oh,
possession of crack cocaine with intent to distribute. possession of PCP with intent to distribute.
Fucked up, son.
And possession
of drug paraphernalia.
He has an extensive arrest record involving contributing to a delinquency of a minor, bodily injury to a child, evading arrest, aggravating assault with injury, and obstruction of justice. And that's it for that story.
That is amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
What a record. All right. Let me do one more here. It's real quick, real short one. We'll play a couple voicemails. We can get the fuck out. So, speaking of drugs, this one is called Woman Drugs Boss's Coffee, So He'll Chill. Chill.
I think you need a chill pill, dude.
No, I don't do drugs. Chill pill.
Now you do. Here you go.
This one comes out of Bryan, Arkansas. Police said a woman has been arrested for allegedly... Not saying she did.
Not saying she didn't.
Slipping some tranquilizers into her boss's coffee because she felt he needed to chill the fuck out.
Some people just need to chill, man.
Hey, just chill the fuck out.
Let's chill.
Police said the 24-year-old woman admitted to detectives that she slipped the drugs into veterinarian John Duckett's drink. Ooh.
A veterinarian?
Some ketamine. Yes. I bet you.
Ouch. That's the best.
Sent his ass to the K-hole.
Slip me some ketamine.
Fucking A. Officer said Duckett knew something was wrong shortly after drinking some of the coffee Tuesday morning. If you notice it right away, you're fucked.
If it kicks in that quick. It's like, you want some coffee with that ketamine?
That tastes weird.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, you wake up in a bra, like, what the fuck? It's stuffed, all looking proper, pretty.
I drug both of them.
Right. That's the only way you're going to get us in these.
Officer said the woman cleaned the cages at the Reynolds Road Animal Clinic, where your dude was actually staying.
Right. Where he's going to be now.
A judge set bond at $25,000 Friday, and a jailer said the woman was still being held Friday. Her next court appearance is scheduled for April 21st. I'm kind of bummed that they didn't actually say what kind of drug. I'm just guessing because it's a veterinary clinic. I mean, obviously, they have a lot of different tranquilizers there. But,
obviously.
Ketamine's the only main one I could really tell you.
And it's a hell of a drug.
Fucking A, it is. You ever done K?
Yeah, special. One time.
They
special
don't call
K.
it special K for, no reason.
No,
right?
there's a reason.
There's a good reason for it.
I got one more I want to read through real quick.
All right, do it real quick. And then...
It's from the bro.
Oh, the battle bro?
Yeah.
The Brattle Bro? I like the Brattle Bro.
It's good.
Reformer. Their stories are usually nice and short.
Yeah, this one's pretty short. This one is called DUI Defendant Claims That He's His Own Country.
Pardon?
I'm my own country.
Hey, I heard...
Hey, I'm out of your jurisdiction. You know how I know that? Because
how?
I'm my own country.
I heard that no man is an island except for Island Man. He's a rock. Sage? That's awesome.
That is awesome. A man accused of driving drunk said Pennsylvania courts have no jurisdiction over him because he's his own country. After seeing the paperwork that 44-year-old Scott Allen Whitmer filed with the court claiming sovereignty in Northampton County, judge said Tuesday he cannot be released from jail until he gets a mental exam.
No! So really? If you're your own country... is he in the U.S. illegally? How are you driving? I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Well,
he's kind of drunk. He didn't think... He was just trying to get out of a DUI.
He's just like, I'm my own state. Drunk?
No, that's wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
Whitmer,
retard.
Who represented himself, said he believes police lack jurisdiction to pull him over. As he said in court, I live inside myself, not in Pennsylvania. He said there is no victim in a crime, and asked to go to trial.
Wow.
Defense attorney James Connell Whitmer's standby counsel said he challenged to the traffic stop. What? Said a challenge to the traffic stop would need to be filed as a pretrial motion. And that's it for that story.
It's going to go to court.
Right.
That's amazing.
It's not just going to be like, he's his own country. That makes sense. Let him go.
Oh, that's cool. You're good to go.
He's going to get a lawyer, and his lawyer's going to be like, your defense is what?
Excuse me?
Okay, I actually can't represent you anymore.
Yeah, you know what? You can just go to jail now.
You want to switch bras real quick?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, we're cool like this.
Ready?
Switch quick.
You can go for it. It's not going to come off. It's
one, two,
part.
Three, go!
She just barely caught that in time.
I know, nice catch.
I'm quick.
As usual, if you guys want to, we'll play a few voicemails here. If you guys want to ever leave us voicemails, 406-204-4687, or you can Skype the Jam Hole, all lowercase, all one word, when the show is not live. If you do that when the show is live, it will actually come here and we'll be like, hi, you're live on the Jam Hole.
Because it answers on its own.
Fuck.
And then your head explodes and then we never hear from you.
Right.
You fucked up my boobs, Matt.
Quit fucking her boobs.
Hey, it's 26. I just wanted to let everyone know that I've been seeing some crazy shit lately. And by crazy shit, well, two things in particular. First thing I've seen recently that was pretty fucking crazy. Rape porn. Because you see, Matt referenced this on the show, and I'm like, I highly doubt he actually has rape porn. And so I go on the porn site I always use for getting torrents and stuff. And of course they have like 5 rape porn movies. So I download 2 of them. Now, the first one's kind of messed up. Like, I mean, it's fantasy, but, like, they make it look like they're raping a drunk bitch that fell asleep. And that's kind of fucked up. Am I kind of fucked up? I mean, really fucked up. But, like, halfway through it, like, she, quote-unquote, awakens. She's like, ah! But, like, pretending not to be awakened. They do a shitty job at it. So in the second part, I guess, even more messed up. Because first they take a girl, and then they pretend to make her, like, drunk or whatever. And then they, like, bind her and gag her and then wake her up. And she's like, ah! Because she has, like, shit on her mouth. And they're, like, holding scissors up to her nipples. And they're like, shut the fuck up, you fucking cunt. I'm like, what the fuck? And, like, yeah, I know, technically, oh, this is completely fine. They're just expressing their sexuality. But it's fucked up. Because they're, like, it's really fucked up. And so then, like, yeah, so that, I didn't even get off of that shit. Like, what the fuck's wrong with people? And so then, the crazy shit, I'm here right now, I got from my last guitar lesson because my guitar teacher's a fucking retard. And so I see this guy in the store. He's a fucking Nazi. At first, I see him on the side of his head. He has, like, an iron cross. Oh, maybe he's a West Comic Shoppers enthusiast. Then he has the Nazi life rune tattoo on his head. Oh, maybe he's just into German mythology. Then he has the fucking White Pride Worldwide symbol found on stormfront.org on his fucking forehead. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with this person? He's trying out a fucking guitar. He has the SS symbol on his hand. Some fucking, like, Thunderbolt bullshit that has something to do with Nazis. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? This is Rhode Island. We have some 35-year-old Russian guy with a beard and a suit and tie. He's a fucking Nazi.
I love that kid's voice.
I know, yeah. Every
he's
time.
The angriest 16-year-old I know.
Oh, he's the angriest so person great. I know.
So
I
what I'd like to say is that if you actually cannot come to rape porn, you're a rack of discipline. It take a very
you've
great
come,
discipline.
I've came to worse. Oh. I know that. I know you've came to worse.
I came while I was sitting here watching you read your news story in your bra.
It's is that hot. Worse than rape porn?
I don't know.
It's up there.
I could rape you and then we could try it.
While I read my news stories in this?
Could you read a news story while I raped you while you're wearing a bra?
I can do anything while getting raped.
Fucking A, Bubba.
I can do it.
All right, last voicemail.
This blonde's at the doctor's office. Doctor says, well, what's wrong? She says, well, doc, I think I got too much water in my boobs. He says, well, why do you think that? She says, well, every time my boyfriend squeezes them, my panties get wet.
Bravo,
that's
sales
good one.
Guy. Bravo.
Every time he squeezes them, my panties get wet.
That's why I love where I work
wet.
At. I get that and more, like, daily. Or
nice.
What he likes to do sometimes is bring his cell phone and be like, hey, have you seen this yet? And, like, I don't get that kind of shit sent
yeah.
to my phone. Like, my friends are
I just
like,
got some of that shit sent to my phone. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah,
that.
But, like, people in their 40s, 50s, they get a kick out of sending that shit. Because, you know, they never had cell phones when they were
right.
our age. So now they're like, oh, look at this. It's like a dude fucking a chick. And they're all like, so I get,
what the fuck? Oh, my God. Really? What happened?
Live video.
Oh, my God.
He was like, yeah, fuck you. We're done.
Live video.
Holy shit!
Oh my God.
A huge smelly
wow.
dump all over our faces.
That is. Well, we're pretty much done now.
Well, yeah, we were done, but still,
is it,
that's.
Is it back already?
That's no reason to fucking take a huge smelly
well, no
dump
shit.
On our live show.
That
oh, cool.
Jesus. Did we exceed
fuck.
Our time
I still
limit?
Can't connect.
Maybe live video died.
I think it's down. Connection
okay.
lost. Click the button. Reconnect.
Yeah.
Reconnect. You're
yeah.
not reconnecting.
It's
I'm clicking
fine.
It.
It's fine.
Okay, let's just finish this.
Maybe if you would stop reconnecting.
Yeah,
nah, it's fucked. All right, well, as per usual, if you guys ever want to talk to us, you can email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. You can always go to the show notes and leave comments there, or you can go to thejamhole.com/forums under all the episodes and leave messages there. If you have anything you want to say in particular about a specific topic that was discussed, or disgusting, either
or disgust,
we'll have a discussion. It's fine. Thejamhole.com/Twitter. Follow us. You can read about all my stupid, retarded things that happen. Thejamhole.com/Danny. You can read about all the retarded, stupid shit that happens to her and all the stupid, retarded shit that she gets mad at me about. It's interesting, I'm sure of it.
It is when it's not happening to you.
Right. Not so much when you're me, but since you guys are not me, it will probably be pretty interesting. So, yeah, we got Facebooks, we got Stumble accounts, we got fucking thejamhole.com/YouTube, thejamhole.com/donate.
Bras.
We got fucking bras on.
Yep.
Fucking A. Fuck, there was something
else. You thought
else
we were sexy, donate.
Woohoo. Yeah, I don't remember.
Donate anyway. If you didn't think we were sexy, donate.
Yeah, if you're not going to donate, but you like the show, go to thejamhole.com/vote and vote for us. Make sure you fucking check your email after you vote and click the little thing that says verify your vote, and that way it'll count your vote, and we'll move higher up on the fucking Fagcast Alley nuts rankings, and it'll be great.
And tell all your friends to help build our army.
Right. Yes. We're building an army, by the way.
Yeah, just so you
know. FYI.
We got uniforms coming.
FIY, it's a
DIY. Are
they going to
look like this? Are the uniforms
going to
look like
this? These will be our uniforms.
Stuffed bras. It'll be fantastic. So, yeah, you can always check out the live shows at thejamhole.com/live video. You can look at the archives, all that shit. It's all on thejamhole.com. Just read through the show notes. Everything that I'm saying now is on the show notes. If you just take a minute, learn to read. That might take.
That you got
to
do that.
That might take a few minutes.
That might
once,
take more.
Right.
Than a few.
Once you do that, like that's forever.
Yeah. Like that's a skill you keep. It's like riding a bike.
That's
dude.
You're a lifer.
Yeah.
It's not like that math bullshit where you'll never use.
Like
it.
Once. Yeah.
Like wait, how many tomatoes goes on the Big Mac? Ah, fuck.
Fuck.
So yeah. Other than that, we will be back Monday with episode number 167, and we'll be
without
in New York.
Bras on.
Without
bras on,
because this is
shirts.
Awful.
Totally I'll have a topless. Bra on under the shirt.
While you vote for us, also if you're also bored, feel free to drop Stereo Radiation, Vote Hotcakes, Big Mouths, all those guys. They're all on our show notes page. You'll see it there.
All of our
come
bros.
Join our forums. Talk to us. Hang out. We're going to New York April 13th. If
come
you guys
want
to come join us, or if you're in the area around there, we'll be doing a couple live shows. If you want to sit in, hang out, we'll all wear our bros, and it'll be fun. So, yeah, we'll talk to you guys Monday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam.